while to pull you over?
No. Why did you pull me over?
Because I just wanted to say hi.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions.
My whole family's retarded.
This is ridiculous. Ridiculous, dude.
I just can't see how anybody could think this is a fucking joke, man.
Sounds pretty outrageous.
You also, reportedly like your weed.
Woo!
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
Medicinal, now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, that's such a big liar.
You never think, gee, maybe I should ease up on the weed?
Nope.
And now, tonight, Octuplets Outrage. She has 6 kids, now has 8 more. Is this single, unemployed mother the most hated woman in America?
Our feature presentation.
Wow. In this economic climate?
Yeah.
You bet.
Maybe.
It's
I love
be,
Larry.
That's Larry King.
It's going to cost Medicare like $1 million. If it's Medicare, Medicaid, I don't know, $1 million to pay for that. But she says God's providing.
Wait, to pay for the delivery?
Yes.
You mean? $1 million to have
wow.
those kids. Well, I mean, think about how much it's got to cost to have 60 doctors working
yeah.
at the same time.
Is God providing in the way of our taxes?
Yes.
That's what he's using to do it with?
Apparently we're God.
Huh.
Who knew?
How about that?
But it's just love, guys. She just wants to love her babies. That's
yeah.
all. Mm-hmm.
And she's
going
to go back to school and get her master's.
Don't hate. Mm-hmm. You see, she set up a website for donations now. She's got, you can PayPal or credit card, whatever you want to do, if you want to give her some money.
Oh, God bless her.
I don't think that's really going to work. I mean, I really think people dislike her so much that it's just.
But they feel bad for those kids.
Maybe.
That might be what motivates
maybe,
people.
Maybe, yeah.
But there have to be a lot of religious groups, and a lot of the people, and I haven't heard this from her, but a lot of these people that you see in the news – by the way, we're going to take your calls on this or any topic for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew coming up in a minute at 1-800-520-1067. Get in the air. Get a prize like usual. Usually when these stories come out, like the family that we've talked to that has something like 20 kids down in Georgia or someplace, it's all a God thing, right? I mean, it's all a super religion, like I'm not going to use birth control,
right.
And I'm going to have as many kids, I'm going to be fruitful and multiply, and that's the way it's going to go.
And yeah, those people just firmly believe that God will give you whatever kids you need or should have.
Exactly.
So you don't even have to get involved.
And which
but
is why she did not selectively.
Right. Correct.
She didn't call
get
the
rid of
embryos,
any kids.
Right?
Yeah.
But she went the extra step, which is not just have regular unprotected sex and see what happens. I mean, she obviously went out of her way to try to get pregnant as many times as possible, which is even a step
yep.
further.
Yeah.
A step toward
absolutely.
Mental illness.
Well, with the infertile feature, whatever that's
IVF.
Called.
IVF.
IVF, thank you.
Yeah. It's easier.
Super expensive. It takes months. I mean, it's a real hassle.
They found the doctor. You know, she said who it was, Beverly Hills, but we still haven't heard how that was paid for.
Hmm.
I am so curious.
I think we should look for her name in the new economic bailout plan. We want to make sure that she's just not – just her name is in there.
She's just
– her and her 14
people
kids.
Listed, yeah.
They seem to be handing out money to everybody.
Yep.
So maybe they gave her $40 million. Who knows?
Certainly could only hope, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
How do you guys feel about Hot Cheetos, by the way?
I
are you
love
fans,
them.
Or do you?
I love them so much.
Yeah? How about you, Lisa?
I think it's the finest extruded snack ever made.
It is. Although it does make your ass burn, is what I've heard. But that's the prize for today is the America's number one selling extruded snack. Yes, it bedevils you. A family-sized bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos is what you get for being on the air with Kevin Beats. What do you do?
We go with the family size because you can't – you might as well. I mean, you're going to have to have another bag once you start one of those smaller bags. So we'll just give you the family size right up front. Steve in Bel Air, good morning.
What do you, nephew?
What's going on?
What do you, baby boo?
What do you do?
I was calling about the lady with the octuplets.
Yep.
The octomom.
Yeah, they ought to go after the doctor that allowed all this to happen.
I think they were interviewing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ought to, instead of her asking for everybody else's help, they ought to ask the doctor. You know?
But what do you do to that doctor? I mean, I don't think.
Yeah, are they supposed to run credit checks on everyone that,
or no, see if she has the time or energy for the kids? I mean, it's not really her deal, his deal, whoever
yeah.
the doctor is.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should go after his license or something, because they shouldn't even allow that to happen if the lady doesn't even have a job.
Well, again, like the guys were saying, that's really not part of medicine. I mean, his job is to help the woman medically, and that's apparently what he did. And I mean, how much time do you want doctors to spend doing background checks on every patient that comes through the door?
Right. Yeah, but in this case, something went wrong. I don't know what it was. Yeah, but.
Well, a mental evaluation would have been good.
Yeah. There's no mental evaluation for parenting, and then this woman has 14 kids, and she doesn't have a job, and she says she's going to go back to school with all of her extra time.
Can you go to Vegas and put money down on whether she'll have another baby at some point? Because I'm saying she will.
You think
she
she'll
says
have more?
She's done.
Yeah, well.
She's got a mental illness. She had six. Aren't 99% of women in the world done at six?
Yes, but what doctor at this point would possibly treat her? Plus, she has no more eggs that have been stored.
Yeah,
I mean, that was part of it.
Frozen from the last time or something like that? Yeah.
She'd have to do it the old-fashioned way. I don't think she's going to do that. That's icky.
Well,
no one wants to have sex with a girl this crazy, too.
No.
Keep that in mind. I also heard that three of her original six kids have some sort of developmental disabilities, too. Have you guys heard that?
No.
That's great, though, because that requires extra attention.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
Just gets better and better.
All right. Let's say good morning to Tony in Irvine. Good morning, Tony.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Schnookums?
Wow. Schnookums. What's
up? Hey, I was calling. I want to know what was up with that interview you guys promised us with the Hot Cheetos girls, man.
Oh, the kids.
The interview we promised.
Yeah, a while back ago, you guys said you're going to try and find those girls.
Oh, yeah.
That'd well, Mike really is a lying liar who lies, for starters.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, Mike.
We have a lot of ideas that we don't follow through on because we're lazy. If I could be perfectly honest.
That had nothing to do with it. Oh. We didn't know where to go with it in that we knew what school it was. It was a middle school in Pasadena. But the audio that was taken from that NPR story was from 4 years ago.
Right.
So any of the people at that school have now gone on to various
other schools,
high schools.
But they did say their first and last names in the story, so it doesn't seem like it'd be impossible to try and track somebody down. Right?
Okay. I mean, yeah, I did not know that they said their first and last name
either.
In the story.
I don't remember that. Okay. Oh, okay.
I can certainly go around Pasadena, dude, just asking for you know, those random names. And,
hey, are
and
you,
to appease you
one of those kids
who doesn't sound anything like you used to?
Right.
I love Hot Cheetos. They made me go crazy.
And we were when I contacted the school, or at least the officials at that junior high school, they were not at all receptive or happy to accept interviews.
You're not saying there were privacy issues, are you?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
He's just saying it in a lot more words.
Man. You're a reporter.
Exactly. Hey, you know, if that's the kind of work ethic that most reporters had, Richard Nixon would still be president, all right? Mike, sometimes you got to dig a little deeper. You got to go where it's uncomfortable to get the story, man.
I'm not sure he could have gone past 8 years, really, though.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Adrian, who is calling from Sun Valley. Good morning, Adrian.
What'd it do, Abu?
What's going on?
I want to talk about the initial bailout for $350 million to AIG. Okay. Basically, over the past 4 to 6 months, that money has completely been depleted, and the U.S. government has no idea where that money was sent to or spent on at all.
Yeah.
That sounds fairly consistent with how our government works, though.
Right, but, you know, but they're basically considering it a $350 million lesson that they learned about holding accountability to the companies they give money to. Which
absolutely.
Was that million or billion?
Million,
okay.
Is AIG one of the companies, the banks that they have, that they're questioning now?
No, they are questioning them, but as far as the initial plan, they had no accountability in the whole process at all.
So you're absolutely right.
This is exactly like the billions of money that they sent over to Iraq. And then a year goes by, 2 years goes by, and they go, hey, whatever happened to that $50 billion we sent you? And they go, I don't know. You know, we had it, and I guess we spent it on stuff, but there's never any kind of receipts or paper trail or basically
you just lost it.
The government they just print it up and give it away, and they don't even care, it seems like, what people do with it anymore.
It's a black hole for money.
It's a black hole.
Yeah.
That's why it's good that they have a new stimulus package.
This one's going to be better.
This one is going to be almost $1 trillion.
Oh, and they're not going to be done after this one either, by the way. There's going to be more after this. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. people who don't follow the news, you're making the right choice.
You're right. I heard today that counties in California are suing California because they're going to cut off payments for a month or so because California's just out of money.
Right.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, who has the money to sue? We don't have the money to sue California, and California doesn't have the money to defend themselves. This is just a waste of more money.
That's why they need to go to Judge Joe Brown. That's why they need to see the state of California
in court
with Judge Joe Brown and let him just decide. Save everybody the money.
Extreme Hakeem or whatever that guy's judge's name is with the bat.
Is he the Texas justice guy?
I think so, yeah.
Let's talk to Todd real quick in Studio City, talking about his favorite contestant on American Idol, which, by the way, Kevin, you can't believe the craziness on this year's show. You can't believe the craziness.
Todd, hi.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Todd?
Tell me about the craziness on American Idol.
If not the craziness, who is this girl, Anne Marie? She came out of nowhere last night, the first hot girl this season. It's like I finally woke up and said, okay, I'm watching. I'm in.
Well, first of all, you're high because there have been several hot girls, including not only Hot Bikini Girl that we had on the show yesterday, but Casey Carlson, who has Mike's crush on American Idol this season. This Anne Marie, by the way, has been on several times before. We've talked about her on the show before. She's the one that our producer Alex used to babysit.
Maybe
oh, right.
Maybe I am high. I didn't notice her before. Last time was the first time, and I said, okay, I'm hooked. I'm in.
Yeah.
She's a gooder.
Okay.
Is the horrible laugher still on the show?
Yes. Sure they're keeping her on because people hate her.
I hate her.
Yeah.
Tatiana,
I hate her too.
She did get put through to the top 36 is what they narrowed it down to last night, Kevin. I think they went from 54 to 36. So
right.
now they've got the people who are going to be doing the actual singing like you're used to seeing on the show throughout the rest of the season. And somehow Tatiana made it. She's this girl for folks who don't know the name.
I'm going to Hollywood.
Wow. That's not real.
And it's not just that she laughs. She is just a bundle of raw nerves. She's quivering and she's shaking and she's emotionally all over the place all the time. She never like quiets down and settles into a particular emotion. It's always fluid.
I like it.
Oh.
She couldn't be more annoying. That's for sure.
You got to know a person like that too has gone through their life and the people who do care about her at some point go, you know what? You
dial it back.
You might want to dial it back just a little.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Never mind.
And when they get put through, they come out into the room with all the other contestants who are waiting to be judged. And 99 times out of 100, everybody's excited to see them and happy for them that they go through. Tatiana walks out and she's like, I made it. Everybody's just kind of stared at their shoes. Like, oh, my God. Are we going to have to spend more time with this nut job?
I like it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 12th of February, Ola. And on the program today, we're going to talk to Joss Whedon.
How about that?
I'm looking forward to this.
Got another brand new show called Dollhouse. It's on Fox. It debuts tomorrow night. So we have him on the program.
Mm-hmm.
How about that Eliza Dushku, by the way? How about her?
Pretty hot. It's so rich and creamy, and I love that it's all natural.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
Wow. What was that laugh? When did you turn into
creepy?
What's his name, Munster?
Good reference.
No, what was that laugh? That didn't make sense.
I think Herman Munster is
Herman
who you're
Munster.
Going for.
All right. What's his name, Munster, is the best I can do.
Good reference.
The King of Mexico is not good for our guests. We had Sarah Shahi on the program yesterday. She was over in the next studio for a little while because she got here a little early, and Dave started hovering. And then he zoned in, and then he was in there talking, and then we couldn't get him off. It was not pleasant.
I thought – I had to put my finger up his butt just to get him off of her. I thought that was a his no-game game, I thought. He doesn't need to go in there and work it. I thought the way he operates is she's going to walk by and see how hot he is and start talking to him.
Right.
That was way out of character for Dave.
It was.
I have to agree.
I've never seen him that excited about anything.
Can I get you some more water?
So, what are you doing later?
So, we'll talk about that. We are going to talk about the Ashley Madison website, which everybody seems to love. That's the...
I got plans for Friday and Saturday. I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
That's the Are You in a Relationship but Still Looking for Action commercial?
Yeah. Essentially.
We got to deal with the fact that the Armenian comedian thinks he's coming to the singles party.
Oh, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
Just saying.
I have a plus one.
I have a plus one.
But he's not who anybody wants to meet.
No, but maybe he could be the night's entertainment. You know, like if we had him dress up as Mr. Clown.
Oh.
Maybe if Mr. Clown was there,
he could
make balloon animals for people, and they would all go, wow, that's not good.
Do you want to make the singles cry?
Yes.
Is that what you want to do?
We have Mike Torsha.
Do we really?
On the program today? The Torsionator?
Oh, people will not remember who he is.
No, they won't.
Oh, we'll have to catch you up.
He was an a-hole to us. But at least he's being an a-hole to the world, so we're going to have him back on and ask
him about it. Enough time has passed that he's willing to come back on today, and we're willing to ruin the relationship again for another 2 or 3 years.
And we have tickets to the singles party, Kevin Amin Horrible Singles Party, and we're going to do that just after 6, so very soon.
Okay.
Those of you that are up early, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph. Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. We're going to take your calls next. For the Kevin and Bean Horrible Singles Party. We're not saying it's horrible. Don't get us wrong. It's the horrible.
Because it's brought to you by Friday the 13th, the movie, because the party is tomorrow night, Friday the 13th. See?
And if Sam, the Armenian comedian, goes to this party.
As Mr. Clown.
No.
And
I insist we put a hockey mask on him and just let him walk around all
okay.
night. Just be sort of our stunt Jason stand-in.
Oh. All right.
And you get to, like, hit him with a machete or something. Well, I haven't figured out all the details yet, but...
I like him so far.
Something along that theme.
So if you want to call now, it's 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your terrible Valentine's stories. It went terribly wrong. You expected something better. It fell apart. Give us your story, and then we'll figure out who can come, and it is tomorrow night.
Right now, Ralph is here with our first look at the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What are people talking about today, Ralph?
American Idol was so good last night.
Yeah.
So good.
Didn't need to be two hours, though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it did. I could have had the third hour.
I couldn't watch Lost because of stupid 2 hours of American Idol.
That's why God invented the TiVo, my friend.
I don't have that kind of time.
So you have all that juicy goodness in
one
evening.
You can watch an hour of the bad singing show and then go over to Lost.
No, you got to see the whole thing.
All right. Why was it good, Ralph?
Because people are horrible.
Yes.
I'm suffering from this cold, and I decided just to give up last night. I just opened a bottle of Shiraz, just a bottle of big red wine. I just got loaded on red wine watching American Idol.
That sounds like a good night.
Oh, I was so happy by the end of it.
I think I could watch American Idol if I was drunk.
That's an idea.
That's the best way.
So that's
how we got it. That broad, that...
The one the B was just playing?
You guys may have to do without me because I'm probably going down for taking her out.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going down
to
the Kodak Theater. I'm going down to the Kodak Theater and bad things are going to happen. I've never had such hate for anybody in my life.
She's so annoying. I mean, she's annoying. Before she opens her mouth, she's annoying. Just watching her waddle is annoying.
She walked into the judge's room last night. I kid you not. And Simon goes, she's already annoying me. She walked in. That's all she did.
That's great.
It was great.
Ralph, now that we're down to the top 30, do you have a pick? Anyone you'd like to predict will be your American Idol?
Dude, it's way early.
I know it is, but that's what makes it fun.
I like the girl who was in the pictures on the internet.
Herman Munster?
Kelly Carlson. What's her name?
Katie Carlson.
Katie Carlson. Yeah, I like her a lot. But it's just a pure sexual thing. I don't really know if she's the most talented, but I think she's got she looks like a star to me.
Don't be so boring.
I think Danny is his name, the guy who looks like Robert Downey Jr., whose wife died. I think he's my pick.
He's real good,
he's
too.
I think he's my guy.
And I think America's going to like the oil rigger guy.
Yeah.
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 So, good stuff.
It'll good
times.
Good.
Not too late for you to get on board.
Come on, Kevin. Nope. All the kids are doing it.
Nope. I got to be drunk if I'm going to watch karaoke with songs I don't like.
Well, okay, be drunk. No one's stopping you.
Right. How's that different than any other night when you're watching television, by the way?
Just saying.
Bruce Springsteen's the boss.
Yeah.
I hear that's true.
Has been for some time, and here's why. Here's what he posted on his website this week. The one thing that would make the current ticket situation even worse for the fan is would be if Ticketmaster and Live Nation coming up with a single system, thereby returning us to a near-monopoly situation in music ticketing. Bruce taking a stand against the merger between Ticketmaster and Live Nation. And you know, when the boss speaks, the U.S. Justice Department listens. They announced yesterday that the federal antitrust lawyers are going to go through the proposed merger between Ticketmaster and Live Nation line by line through that agreement.
Excellent.
Justice Department says they're going to take a very careful look at this proposed merger because something just don't feel right to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And probably other people, too. So
they're going to do their investigation. They're going to look at Bruce, and he's going to give them the thumbs up or... thumbs down. They'll just keep going.
No way, man.
Keep going.
Bad news for Dave, the King of Mexico.
What?
Although he's got a new girlfriend, I guess, with Sarah Shahi.
Yeah.
I guess now we know why he has the no game game. Because when he has the game game, it's just funny.
It's not
just laughable.
Yeah,
really.
Maybe it's a funny game.
Until it works. Until he's nailing Sarah Shahi, guys. Well, and then he gets the last lap.
So, did you see what happened in the end result? I said, what? He goes, she's pregnant. I was like, yeah,
wasn't
Dave.
Wasn't she pregnant when she walked in?
I'm pretty sure you had nothing to do with that.
Turns out she was.
Anyway, Mandy Moore is engaged.
Oh, no. Yes. Not Mandy Moore.
Oh, Mandy Moore. Can I have some more money for your first album? Apparently, she is engaged to Ryan Adams.
The singer dude?
Yes. They started dating in December of 2007, but didn't go public until March of last year.
This is on the heels of Ben from Death Cab for Cutie hooking up and getting engaged to Zooey Deschanel. So it seems like it's hard to believe rockers and actresses are getting together, Ralph. That never happens.
That is strange. Just in time for Victoria's Secret, just in time for Valentine's Day, Victoria's Secret has released their list of the sexiest people of 2009. Because, you know, Victoria's Secret are the barometers of sex. They
sure
tell us who's sexy. Sexiest actor, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Sexiest actress, Kate Winslet.
Mm, please.
Oh, interesting.
She's pretty sexy.
Yeah,
pretty
but sexy. Is she the sexiest? Not even close.
Hey, are you Victoria? Do you have a secret? I don't think so.
No, neither.
Are you, what's his name, Munster, even? No, I don't think so.
I'm not
good
here.
Reference.
Sexiest legs, Charlize Theron. Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sexiest lips, of course, Angelina Jolie. Sexiest smile, Kelly Ripa.
Mm-hmm. She's got great teeth.
She does
they
have
say
great
sexiest
teeth.
Teeth.
Sexiest wow. teeth. I don't know if that's a category.
Shaky list.
Sexiest musician, Beyonce.
Sure.
Sexiest funny girl, Tina Fey.
Only one, thank
and,
God.
And sexiest TV cast, the entire cast of Gossip Girl.
Oh.
Ooh, oh, I love that Gossip Girl.
I can't watch that with Mandy anymore because she left me.
I'm going to watch it with Sarah Shahi. Anyway, so she's pregnant. Miley Cyrus, this photo of her pulling her eyelids back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make the stereotypical gesture of Asian eyes. Mm-hmm. Still won't go away, this controversy.
What's happening now?
This is spectacular. A Los Angeles woman of Asian descent has filed a class action lawsuit against Miley Cyrus yesterday on behalf of all Asian Pacific Islanders living in Los Angeles County.
Did they check with all of them to see if they were on board?
I don't know if she got all the signatures yet, but she is doing it on their behalf.
Hmm.
She is suing Miley Cyrus for $4 billion
oh
in damages.
She sounds must reasonable. Really be upset.
Yeah, she is cheesed off.
She did lift the corners of her eyes up to appear Asian,
that's
though,
true.
Ralph. That's worth $4 billion.
A 16-year-old girl did goof with her friends and take a photo making a funny face. She should be penalized $4 billion. If you know who this woman is, please let us know who she is, because I'd like to have a conversation with her.
I'd like to talk to her.
I'd like just to sit down and have a chat with her.
What is... We love our Pacific Asian Islander friends. Don't get me wrong here.
All of them, yes.
Every one of them. They're all great. And I don't mean to stereotype, even in a positive way, that they are, in fact, great.
Individually.
Right,
as individual people.
Individually, they're all great.
Regardless of their race, they are individually great people.
Absolutely, yes. Tell me what the damage is to this woman and other Asian Pacificers in the Los Angeles area.
Pacificers.
Whatever they're called. Why, when Miley Cyrus makes the funny face in the picture, tell me what the damage is to this woman and others who on whose behalf she's selling.
It makes her feel bad.
Does it prevent her from...
would make her feel better.
See?
Does it prevent her from working or eating or dating?
Don't try to work logic
maybe
into this.
Maybe she's so depressed she can't go out of the house now.
Yes.
She
can do is watch Margaret Cho videos.
Really?
She's so depressed. That's all she can do. Which is even more
that's
depressing, by the way.
Yeah,
we'll make
Cho
her
videos.
Feel better.
Now she's suicidal.
Yes.
Why is her life so wrapped up in what Miley Cyrus thinks about her face?
These are all questions me and I would love to ask this woman.
Because
I find it spectacularly self-centered. Just above and beyond...
A waste of the court's time.
A waste of the court's
money.
Time.
Yeah.
To think that whatever... Your feelings are so significant... That they have the value of $4 billion for a fleeting image and a goofy photograph done by a 16-year-old girl who really is just a girl who doesn't really know better. And she didn't open an internment camp on her land, you know, at her house or something. She just made a goofy face, an ill-advised, perhaps bad-taste face, but just a 16-year-old girl goofing nonetheless.
You can look at the picture and go, wish she hadn't done that. That's offensive. But it has to stop there.
Miley Cyrus can't stop apologizing about this. She's apologized about 9 times publicly.
Right, right.
I doubt she'll be doing it again.
And yeah. She's hanging with her friend that's Asian. Right. He's in the picture, and he's come out and said, yeah, they were goofing on me. I'm cool with it. It wasn't a big deal.
Right, right. It's a magical time we live in. That's all
is
I got to say.
Has Gloria all read her attorney?
I sure hope so. Wait a minute. Is there a camera involved? Today's celebrity birthdays. Talk show host, actor, legend, Arsenio Hall. He is 54 years old today. You know what I found out always about Arsenio Hall?
What?
The people love him.
I have heard that as well. I can't confirm that, but
what's
I
your
have
source?
Heard that.
Bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I'll play it again, I guess. Once a year.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
That's why he still has a highly rated television show on, and that's why he's one of the box office's biggest draws.
The people.
I never understood why Bean was looking at the crowd
way more,
speaking for the people.
Way more embarrassing than the people love him in what Bean has cut out of that clip is ooh-ooh.
Oh, yeah, sure. At the beginning.
That's the lead into the interview.
There are different clips, but I got that one, too.
Yeah. Ooh-ooh. Arsenio Hall is here, looking good.
That was when we brought him up on stage, and then the people love him was when he left the stage.
That was Bean doing his dog pound impression.
Right. Yes, it was.
Right, yes, it was.
Ooh, ooh!
And I don't think we knew that.
Oh, Mr. Hall, I'm such a big fan.
I don't think we knew that for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Because then finally we said, what was that?
Somewhere out there, there's an African-American who's going to sue and maybe win at how offended he is. $4 billion, how offended he is that was my dog pound impression.
I think $4 billion should just be the amount anyone sues for. It just seems like a really good amount.
Shouldn't be allowed to sue for less.
Right. Josh Brolin, No Country for Old Men, W. What a career he's having the past couple years. Milk, 41 years old. China Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 41 as old. Very white. China Phillips is. Sarah Lancaster, who plays Chuck's sister on Chuck on the TV series Chuck.
Oh,
she's adorable.
Yeah. Okay.
29 years old today. And Christina Ricci is also 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you're saying tomorrow night is Friday the 13th? That's when the Kevin Bean singles party is?
That's correct.
How about that?
Yeah, we're figuring it's Friday the 13th, so we're going to have a party tomorrow night. And then you can either hook up some action for Saturday, Valentine's Day, or you can just be hungover on Saturday and just it'll slip right by you. Either way.
I like it.
So that's why we're doing it tomorrow night. Friday the 13th is the sponsor, and it's time to take some phone calls at 1-800-520-1067.
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party Friday the 13th.
Which, when Kevin says is our sponsor, means we urge you to all go see that movie when it opens all over Southern California tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a party at On the Rocks in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard. Our friend DJ Omar Khan will be spinning.
DJ Omar Khan.
No host bar, drink specials, 21 and up. Jason from the movie franchise joins us to help us select some people to join us at the party tomorrow night. How are you, Jason?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Wow, you sound a little extreme today. Yesterday you were in a pretty good mood.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay.
Because there's just a bunch of dudes on the phone.
Well, that happens sometimes.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like a sausage fest.
Well, we are going to have the same number of women as men at the party tomorrow night. We are taking care of that. But who do you have we can talk to this morning?
Let's talk to Ken. He's from Los Angeles.
Ken?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Ken.
What kind of a bad Valentine's Day did you have?
Basically, Valentine's night, go home, and my date is eating hot Cheetos and drinking bad peppermint schnapps and is projectile vomiting all over my white bedspread.
That is how you tell a story, people.
Sweet.
Play. The guy gets right
well
to
done.
It.
Well done.
Go, Ken. Go, Ken. It's birthday.
Just because of that, he's in.
He doesn't need to tell us what restaurant he went to. He doesn't need to tell us about the drive home. He doesn't need to tell us any of those details. Just gets right to it.
Nice. I was driving an 84 Plymouth Mustang.
That's how most of the stories are. So, Ken, not to belabor the point, but she was hurling, and that put the kibosh on the romance for the night. That's basically what happened, right?
Basically. I mean, she kind of still wanted to be romantic, but if you've ever smelled hot Cheetos and peppermint schnapps regurgitated.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can pretty
say
much,
no more. Say no more.
Grasp that. All right. Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow night, man. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got to give her credit, though, for still trying to hang in there and, you know, make things happen.
That's the drunk talking.
All right, Jason, where do we go?
Let's go all the way down to the bottom and talk to Todd from Whittier.
All right.
He sounds horrible.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa. Hey, check it out. Here's a go. Went out to dinner with a friend. I thought my girlfriend was out of town. She ended up missing the flight, and she caught us in the parking lot of the restaurant that I was at kissing.
So that was a bad Valentine's Day for your girlfriend, really.
Really?
More than for you.
Oh, yeah, it was bad for, I guess, all three of us.
But. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, nothing in your story suggests that the ladies coming to the party tomorrow night are going to want to meet you, Todd.
Boy, did that girl have a bad Valentine. Let me tell you about that. That girl had such a terrible time that night.
But you've learned your lesson, right, Todd?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. To make sure she gets on the flight, right. Todd, thanks for calling. See you later.
Good decision.
Let's talk to Sarah, 26, from Hollywood, California.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Valentine's Day. What happened?
All right, so I went out with these guys, wasn't really into it, had a little too much to drink, ended up getting a DUI, spent the night in jail. A lady named Big Mama was petting me all night.
Nice.
Yeah. She was petting you?
She was petting you like you were her animal?
She was about 4 miles down. She would come up to me and ask me, is it all right if I pet you every couple hours because I haven't had my meds?
Wow.
Oh,
like
no.
That's awesome.
I also saw a prostitute fight go down, too.
Wow, you got good stories.
Good band.
Prostitute fight is playing Saturday, I believe, at Coachella.
Now, Sarah, did you learn your lesson about drinking and driving?
I'm good. I take taxis now everywhere.
Excellent. Okay. I like that she hasn't backed off the drinking, though, so that makes me want to invite her.
Are you still friends with Big Mama?
I can bring Big Mama.
Yeah, bring Big Mama. Bring her meds. Yeah.
If you're going to cut out either the drinking or the driving, she made the right choice. Right. All right, Sarah, bring a single friend with you. We'll see you out there tomorrow night. We got time for another one here, Jason?
Let's talk to Caesar in Mission Hills.
Hey, Caesar.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
All right, so I was out to dinner, and it came time to pay, and my credit card got declined.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't that happened to?
We've all been there.
Me?
You've never had that happen?
You've never had to pay for a meal in your life.
Wait a minute. You've never had your credit card declined?
No. Why? Is it declined because you have too much money on it?
Yeah, because you spend too much.
I don't do that.
What's going on here? All right, back to you, Caesar. What did you do? Did you ask the girl to pay?
Yeah, she had to pay. That was pretty much the end of the night. I did pay for valet, though. I had enough for that.
Nicely Sweet. Done. Yeah, you stepped up for the valet.
$8.
Do it. What was her reaction, by the way? I mean, did it, like, ruin the whole night, or did she? Were you guys close enough that she just kind of laughed it off that it was funny that you were broke?
You know what? She kind of laughed it off at first, but you could tell she was kind of...
Yeah.
Put out.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Sure. Yeah, it was.
That's rough.
And that was the end of it.
All right. I think I like Caesar.
I do, too.
Yes, Caesar.
Bring cash, Caesar. Bring cash to the party.
Lisa, have you ever been dead broke?
Absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
But still haven't had that happen. I mean, have you ever been to the point where you're, like, looking for $5 to deposit in your account so that you could at some point get 20 out? Because that's what you need in order to withdraw the minimum amount?
No, I've never been that broke.
What?
Oh, you haven't lived there.
I guess you're
never
right.
You ever had to eat your own foot?
No.
Have you done that, Jason?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so broke I had to eat my own foot once.
That is really broke.
Yeah, it's hard.
All right. We're going to take a few more calls off the air, and you can continue to email and call throughout the day. We'll have some more tickets for you later on today for the Kevin and Bean horrible singles party, and we'll have more this afternoon between 5 and 6. Thanks, Jason.
All right, now.
He created Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly. He's just such a talent. Joss Whedon has got a new show called Dollhouse debuting tomorrow night on Fox. We'll talk to Joss later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time to dip into the Afro line. 1-800. Oh, that's not the right number at all.
Nope.
Is it? It's 323-520-AFRO. Had no trouble with that number for the first 15 years. Now, all of a sudden, I can't remember it to save my life.
Yeah. Well, when you hear the Jonas Brothers song, you know that's what we're going into. So,
okay.
That's good news.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I took a mean old right now.
Oh.
Bye.
Why do you overshare like that?
I'd like to know what makes it mean.
Good question.
Because I'm not sure what that how that works. You know the song, Are We Human or Are We Dancer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the Killers?
For the zipper, are we human or are we gay, Lord?
That's not much of an attempt, I don't think, to be honest.
not like what I heard of that, I'll tell you that.
That was troubling on every level. I did not like it either.
Huh.
Everybody loves Lisa. That's the one thing that we can all decide. Every single day we have to go wade through all of the Afro calls of hate for us, so that, and then there's a bunch that love Lisa. So.
Yeah, everybody loves Lisa May, but you know what? Lisa May. I've been saying it all my life, Lisa May. Lisa May. Hi, Kevin.
He's flipping the script. I like it.
See what he did? Chris Brown, Rihanna story could not be more ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really not good.
Hey, I hear a witness came forward and said that they saw Chris Brown hitting Rihanna with an umbrella. Ella. Ella. Ella.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Too soon?
Too soon.
Yes, too soon.
From time to time, we've heard this complaint.
Kevin and Bean, do us all a favor, especially Bean. When you are talking, please do not breathe into the microphone after every sentence. Hey, Lisa, how's the traffic? Hey, Ralph, how's the... Stop it.
See what I can do.
Bean also has a little stuttering problem that he has. He's kind of built that up late in life. I mean, he kind of just started doing it
a couple
of years ago.
You're right.
Oh, I got a great idea for helping Mr. Bean. You know, right when he starts stuttering, Psycho Mike, just run right behind him and stick your finger in his How you do that? It'll go from three little to one big.
That's good advice.
I'm in.
No, thank you.
I'm sure you are in. I don't even want to introduce this one. This is just bad.
The song's for Bean. Butt Stinger. She stops Veruca from biting tater tots. And she loves...
Can't finish that one.
All right.
I can't finish that one.
The advice was from a dog trainer that that's the only way to separate my bitches when they're fighting. And by that, I mean my two female dogs that are fighting for dominance in the house. Is apparently that's the extraction technique, is to do that to little Veruca. And I don't know if I'm going to have the strength to do it if the time ever gets to that.
I was going
to
ask if you've had to do that yet. No?
No. Thank God. No.
Come on.
So far, they've been good.
Will you please take a photo of it so we can put it up online?
If it gets to that point where that's necessary, there's going to be something far more urgent going on than thinking about the website.
But think of it. Think of a picture. Have cameras all over the house, just in case. And finally, we were talking about the Grammys on Monday and how it seems like there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of, tributes to people that haven't acted in 60 years.
Or
and
sung.
The president of the Academy. The president of the Academy comes out and speaks, and it's just a 3.5-hour just snooze fest. It could be edited greatly. It could sped up to about an hour. Be entertaining TV.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
Hey, I was thinking. I think you're right about how inconsiderate it is for the Grammys to put on things that aren't funny and force people to listen to it. I think you guys should call them up and recommend to them that they put on Dota, or maybe that they call Nigeria, or maybe some American Idol bits. Maybe they could play some American Idol bits, and then it wouldn't be tired or painful or obnoxious to listen to them at all. You guys should help them out. No, you guys are champions.
It's kind of hard to argue with this point.
If we could take one thing away from today's show, though, it's that we are champions.
Sure.
Right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Nope. And you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, nope.com.
But isn't tomorrow Valentine's Day, Kevin?
Nope, it's Saturday.
Valentine's Day, oh, Valentine's Day.
Women so they could get flowers, candy, jewelry, and taken out to dinner. And what do the guys get? Nothing. You know what? On Valentine's Day, it should also be give up the backside day. Because what the f***? And what's up with that douchebag in diapers shooting arrows all over the place? Cupid? He's a dumbass.
Valentine's Day, outside my window. Valentine's Day, behind the tree.
DJ Omar Khan. There you go. Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Would
but
you
love... Yes.
Would you say that we have too many listeners and that's why we play stuff like that, is to try and unload
to
ourselves?
Drive them away.
From all those pesky listeners?
I like that song. Do you like it, Sarah Shahi? I can get you a copy. If you need a copy, I can do that.
So yes,
feel free to contact me.
So yesterday morning we had Sarah Shahi in, who is a spectacular looking woman, and she's on the TV show Life.
She's okay.
Beautiful, beautiful actress and a really, really sweet person too. Now Dave, the King of Mexico, who's our assistant producer now, really doesn't have a lot to do with most guests, but for some reason yesterday, we were looking at her in the next studio. She got here a little early, and Dave was flying around in there like a gnat that just would not get out of her face. And every once in a while, she'd swing, try to knock him back, and he was just right there.
I can't help but notice you are pregnant. If you ever need a babysitter or perhaps some counseling on parenting, I am there for you. Feel free to contact me here at the show or my cell phone number. Here's my cell phone number.
Dave, who's famous for the No Game Game, and that's what he claimed he used to bang a former Miss Double December, for some reason, he was really going for it yesterday. Like, it's been a long time since I've seen Dave as rabid as he was. I mean, oh, you want to fly to New York? I will get a pilot's license and take you there myself. I mean, it was just whatever she wanted, Dave was going to be there for her. It was weird.
So we saw him in there, and we were like, oh, no, Dave's hovering around Sarah Shahi. We better help. So I talked into the studio. I can push a button and talk into the studio. And I was like, Dave, please leave the guest alone. Please exit the building. And he just looked at me and turned it down and just kept right
just
on in
kept
her face.
Right on.
Yeah.
If you ever need fresh fruit, perhaps oranges or assortment of peanuts, I am there for you. I can do that.
So then she came into the studio. We talked to her for a while. And then when she left, I heard Dave say these words.
If you ever need tickets to like a K-Rock show or any like rock concert or something, I can handle it. Don't worry. Just call me. Call me here at the station and I'll hook it up.
All right, the real king has joined us in the studio. How do you feel it was going yesterday with your new girlfriend, Sarah Shahi?
Look, dude, all I did was go get her from the lobby, and she goes, sweet, you have a members only jacket. I was like, I do. And then it was over. After
it was
that, done.
I can't help but notice you have fingerless gloves. I am a fan of the gloves with no fingers as well.
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. But Dave, hung out, you know.
But Dave, the thing with guests is that when they come here, we don't necessarily need people hovering.
I wasn't hovering.
You know what I mean?
You know what I was doing? I was listening, man. I was just listening. She was gabbing and gabbing and gabbing about American Idol, music, everything.
You like American Idol? I can get you the episodes before they air. I will send them to you. Perhaps a courier can come to your home.
All of a sudden, Dave is Mr. Connected.
You need tiling on your house. I can do terracotta, perhaps mosaic.
Who's going to deliver the baby? I can do that for you. I will
learn how to do that by the time you give birth. I can be there to hold your hand and do Lamaze exercises.
Let me ask you this, King, because you've been working on this show for a long, long time, and we've had thousands of guests in over the years. Have you ever offered a cell phone number to a guest or offered to hook them up with concerts before?
Not once.
It seems like this is new.
Not one time.
In my time here, I've never seen Dave even like talking to guests.
Right. Let alone being the man in charge. Yeah, you need something, let me know. I'm right here for you.
What are you talking about? You guys just don't see it, man. I run things here. I'm just quiet about it, man.
You run things here at K-Rock, but when a guest comes in, usually you're hiding kind of in the corner, which I think is the right decision.
Well, you just don't see it, dude.
We saw it yesterday.
You don't know what goes on.
We saw what happened yesterday.
Do you want plastic surgery? I have a friend that can do that for you. Just call me here at the station. I am always here.
You pushed your number on her like 17 times.
Yeah, and you know how much my phone rang yesterday?
How many?
Zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can call me anytime, Sarah Shahi. You and I can tell we have a connection. If you ever need perhaps some flip-flop shoes or a churro,
you've got a right
you
where
can
you want
come
it,
to
Dave.
The bunker, or you can
you know
call
she's
me
thinking
here.
About you.
Now, you gave her your email address, too. She didn't use that either, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm sorry. Did you say not yet?
Not yet. It's too early, dude. It's a day. You got to wait 3 days, and then you start calling and emailing. You know how the game works, dude.
She's waiting the requisite 3 days.
She doesn't want to appear too forward.
If you need to rent a Sebring, I am here. I have a convertible.
But here's what I love about Dave. Seriously. She's not only so unbelievably hot that she's out of the league of anyone we've ever met, okay?
Of course.
I mean, no one we know is getting Sarah Shahi. She is a 10, okay? Dave goes for it, and she's married, and she's pregnant, and yeah. he still goes for it. I mean, there's no wall that you can build high enough that this Mexican won't get over it.
That doesn't slow him down in the least.
Nope.
Wow. Well, let us know when she calls or emails.
I will.
Yeah.
Do you like graffiti art? I can do that for you.
I can't be who you are.
106.7 K-Rock.
Hey!
K-R-O-Q, nope.
Sorry.
That's not, that song doesn't,
doesn't work either.
No, I don't think so.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Hey, all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the day at K-Rock, we are hooking you up with Kings of Leon tickets for their big show coming to the Forum in August. We just gave a pair away to Shauna Adams from Torrance. Shauna, thanks for listening. You are in the grand prize drawing. We do a little more than 24 hours away from right now to send someone to see KOL in Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay.
So that'll be tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour right here on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman.
You're not in the friend realm. At the friend realm, Jermaine. Right now we're colleagues. We have to move you up to the friend realm. You know what a realm is, right? Well, it's the friend realm.
Sunday's Sunday's episode of Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords is one of the funniest shows on TV.
And Murray, one of the best characters ever on television.
Murray has got into the passing lane and just pulled ahead of even the guys.
Yep.
Even the Conchords on that show.
So great.
He's just remarkable. They're making him sing more, too, which is great.
Is he really a Kiwi like they are?
Yeah.
Don't tell me he's an American putting on a New Zealand accent, because
no.
I want to believe he's actually from New Zealand.
I think he's a friend of theirs. I think he's a Kiwi actor that they've
fantastic.
Worked with before, but he's spectacular. Yeah. I was kidding last hour when I talked about the Miley Cyrus controversy.
Right. You said that a woman was suing for $4 billion or something?
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, that's real.
And an Asian woman here in Los Angeles has apparently filed a class action lawsuit against Miley Cyrus. If you haven't seen the photos, it's a bit of a scandal. She and her friends are goofing around, and they've got apparently an Asian friend, and they were all goofing at a photograph. They were pulling their eyelids back to make slanted eyes, which, of course, is a stereotypical, it's not a good, it's not a nice thing to do.
It's insensitive, certainly.
Insensitive.
But there was an Asian guy that was there, that was their friend,
that was
they were giving a hard time, right?
They were busting his balls, right. Yeah. And the photo reached the internet, and now it's a big brouhaha about her. And she's apologized many times. And there is a woman who has filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of all Asian and Pacific Islanders in Los Angeles County to the tune of $4 billion in damages.
Woo-hoo. Sounds fair.
Sounds reasonable, fair. Definitely.
Which, if you do the math, works out to about $4,000 per Asian and or Pacific Islander. That's how they cash in.
Wow.
I don't know how they came to the idea that, all right, I got hurt feelings, but $4,000, and I'll let it all go away.
I think I read that's the minimum amount that you'll receive in a case like this. So that then they just extrapolate.
It's got to be $4,000 per person to make it a class action lawsuit. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it wasn't a number that she just made up. It's some legal thing.
Ah, I got you. Anyway, it's insane.
Yeah.
And I was kidding. I said that the woman who was had her feelings hurt, she must be so upset she just sits home all day watching Margaret Cho comedy videos.
Right.
Uh-huh.
3 minutes ago, a story comes on the internet. Margaret Cho, Miley Cyrus is a disgrace.
Are you kidding?
She's gone public to slam Miley Cyrus. She has not accepted her apology. Although now, Miley has apologized many times for this photograph. Margaret Cho says, apology not accepted.
By the way, Margaret Cho has got an awful lot more to apologize for than Miley Cyrus does. Have you ever seen her stand up?
How about the freaking All-American Girl sitcom that she starred in? How about apologizing for that?
Wow.
But how happy is Margaret Cho for the first time in 15 years she's relevant to something? Yeah.
Sort of.
She is blasting Miley on her website. Calling it unchecked racism towards Asians.
Dear God. Do you think that as Miley was standing there in the photograph next to her very close Asian friend, that she was feeling racist toward him when she was making that face?
I don't believe so. I just think she was being 16 and stupid.
Yeah. I'd like to see a videotape of Margaret Cho's 16th year on this planet.
Yeah, I would too.
And we'll talk about who needs to apologize.
Margaret, a little more focusing on trying to be funny once. Once! And a little less time worrying about unchecked racism.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue her for calling herself a comedian.
It is. It's a
class action lawsuit.
Unfit advertising. This Chris Brown Rihanna case just gets worse and worse, too.
How can it?
Well, TMZ's got a story this morning that says he may be in bigger trouble than even we thought initially, because Rihanna says it's not the first time that he's attacked her, according to sources.
Really?
Yeah. There may be some prior attacks involved in this, which will most certainly weigh against him in any charges that are leveled against him. But they're saying now He will certainly get charged with felony domestic battery, if not assault, not flat-out assault. So we'll have to wait and see. But these prior attacks that apparently Rihanna has been telling investigators could actually work against him even more so.
As they should, by the way.
Yeah.
Have you been seeing the reports about the abusive family life that Chris Brown escaped from? Have you been hearing anything about that?
Here's the thing. I know he has said and claimed in many interviews that his stepfather used to beat his mother and him.
Right.
And then they had an interview last night with the stepfather I saw last night on television, who is a musician who was married to Chris's mom. And he is blind.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying a blind guy couldn't beat someone up, but it's got to be hard. Right?
They would have to stay pretty still.
Or you'd have to back into a corner pretty strong.
Yeah.
Did you hear how he became blind?
No, I did not.
He bought a gun to threaten Chris Brown's mom with, waved it around, and apparently he claims it accidentally went off, but it shot him in his own head, and that's how he went blind. Shooting himself in the head accidentally.
I thought he was blind before they got together.
Well, good. He got what was coming to him.
Wow. It's quite a crew.
Anyway, he denies the claims. Saying that it never happened.
Right.
And he said, Chris can't put this on me. He's got to be responsible for his own actions. This isn't about whatever happened in our family, which that part at least.
If, God forbid, it was true, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
No.
Chris Brown's an adult.
Yeah. You're right.
More crime and celebrities mixed in the news today. Michael Douglas's son, Cameron, apparently has some serious addiction issues. He has just been evicted from his Los Angeles home after not paying the rent, and the landlord says that they found a ton of drug paraphernalia in the place. Home drug testing kits, spoons used to heat dope on a stove, syringes, mirrors covered in white powder.
Wow.
Cameron apparently ran out the back door when sheriff's deputies arrived to evict him from the home earlier this month, leaving all that stuff behind. But he did leave his girlfriend behind to deal with the sheriff's when he ran away. So that was sweet.
That's a good move. That's sweet.
Got that going on. So apparently,
he's been in trouble a long time.
Cameron Douglas has a lot of issues. Are you familiar with the history of Cameron Douglas's drug use, Bean? Are you really?
Well, I mean, he's been in the news multiple times over the years with going into rehab and embarrassing his father and being arrested and stuff like that. I mean, the guy has had a long history of drug abuse.
I knew that too.
You did?
Yeah.
You're better than me. Jodie Sweetin, remember her from Full House? She played Stephanie Tanner on that show?
Yep.
She's got problems with her addiction.
Yeah.
Her husband, soon to be ex, is, actually, I guess he is the ex now, is trying to get custody of the couple's 10-month-old son, Zoe. And he is pulling out all the stops when it comes to spilling the beans about her addiction to the courts.
Mm.
He is claiming, according to Us Weekly magazine, that Jodie not only drove drunk while the baby was in the car often, but she would hide vodka in Coke cans. So she could drink when no one knew when she was around the baby, and even drank and smoked during the pregnancy. That's not ideal, right?
Yeah. Far from ideal.
A lot of uppers today, Ralph.
Well, I got one going for you. This will make you feel happy.
Sure as hell.
Remember with the movie The Wackness? It was out a little while ago in theaters.
I remember that it existed, but I don't know. Just the name.
Yeah. It's coming out on DVD. And a British DVD company is offering buyers of the movie The Wackness, if you buy the DVD, inside it will be a coupon for a contest. And if you win, you win a trip to Amsterdam to collect a free bag of pot.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the sweepstakes they're having inside each copy of The Wackness. That's trying.
I got to check it out.
How they're trying to sell their DVD.
It's fantastic.
Good work.
So if you win, you get a trip to Amsterdam. You get a free bag of pot. And then you also get 25 jumbo tubs of movie popcorn after you smoke the pot, so you can enjoy
it. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you can enjoy your film. Today's celebrity birthdays, keyboardist Ray Manzarek of the legendary L.A. band The Doors is 70 years old today.
Manzarek.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see where you're going with that.
He died.
Took me a while, but I figured it out. If I need to draw myself a picture to understand your joke, it may not be the strongest.
Sorry, dude.
That's all right. You're sick, too. I'll forgive you. Josh Brolin from No Country for Old Men and W and Milk, 41 years old today.
I was thinking, wow, does he look good?
Yeah, the numbers are starting to blur. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
Good.
Chyna Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 41 years old today. Actress Sarah Lancaster, who plays Chuck. No, she doesn't.
She plays Chuck?
Chuck's sister on the TV series Chuck. She, by the way, if you're looking to cast an unknown or a relatively unknown to play Wonder Woman, she would make a great Wonder Woman. She's got that beautiful blue eyes and that jet black hair, and she's like a big athletic girl. She'd be outstanding. She's 29 years old today. Christina Ricci's 29 as well. And Arsenio Hall, who Bean interviewed on the red carpet many years ago.
Oh,
and
that's good.
Can we hear Bean doing his impression of Arsenio Hall's dog pound from his old talk show? Can we hear that a little bit?
Ooh, ooh! Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
That's spectacular.
Now I know why you guys don't do the red carpet and the world premieres anymore.
That's correct. Bean, we were asked not to.
Bean, did you do the hand gesture
too? Did you?
No.
Ooh, like.
I don't think he did because I specifically remember the moment in time 3 years after this happened when I finally said, why were you saying ooh, ooh? What is, why would you say that? And then he explained to me that's what he was doing. I was like,
you
got to
remember on his talk show, all the guys in the dugout would go, ooh, 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 ooh. Like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah.
That's very different.
Like
that. Yeah.
You know what? Listening even knows who Arsenio Hall is, you guys. I've got to let this one go.
A little less dog pen, a little more horseshack, really, was what you were doing on the red carpet.
That's correct.
Ooh, ooh, Mr. Cotter. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I know what you're thinking. Now that Kevin and Bean have played the Dramarama song, the show has peaked. It's got to be downhill from there, right? Well, you're wrong, because Joss Whedon is going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. He'll be telling us about his new show called Dollhouse. We got more tickets to join us for the Friday night. That's tomorrow night, Friday the 13th singles party. We got that on the way. More chances for you to win your tickets to Coachella and so much more straight ahead on K-Rock.
Plus, we might replay that song. You never know.
Oh, we will. I guarantee it.
All right, let's talk about some of the commercials on K-Rock. It's a very...
Holla!
It's a very difficult time right now.
Not that one, Bean.
Economically. And that's why you hear a lot of the things that you hear on K-Rock, to be honest.
Absolutely.
We're accepting more advertisers that we may have passed on in previous financial and economic climates.
Not that there's anything wrong with his and her KY jelly. Not that there's anything offensive about that.
By the way, there's everything right about that stuff if you've ever used it. So don't get all high and mighty, Bean.
I'm just saying, we didn't run commercials like that before, but what Kevin is pointing out is that now we are.
And I'm glad we are.
Okay, me too. But some people seem to be a little, this one seems to be striking people home, this Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be making people angry a little bit.
We are
perhaps
getting some complaints.
We just played it a couple of seconds ago. It's this dude.
I'm Noel Biederman, president of AshleyMadison.com. Ashley Madison is the world's largest dating service of its kind, catering to men and women who are currently in relationships but are looking for more.
Okay, what could be offensive about that?
I love that they're playing Pachelbel's Canon in D behind it, by the way. No, the traditional music played as the bride walks down the aisle.
Da, 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 is that what that is, really?
Yeah, that's what
awesome.
It is. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's a good choice.
Very ironic.
So let me make sure I understand. So basically he's saying it's a dating service for people who are married.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like.
And shouldn't Ashley Madison be the CEO of AshleyMadison.com?
You would think.
Instead of Noel Biederman? I'm Noel Biederman. Don't I sound sexy? Don't you want to have a sexual affair hearing my voice?
I'm offended by Noel Biederman, to be
honest.
That's
how I feel. Hi, this is Ashley Madison. That's why I want to hear pitching that site.
So we have had some reaction to those commercials airing on K-Rock. Most of the reaction has been, hey, could I get that website again? Because I'm interested in looking for something this weekend.
It's not for me. It's for my friend.
A friend, right. And then occasionally we'll get an email like the one we did from Shelly in Long Beach that she sent us. And I believe Shelly is joining us on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Shelly. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa and Ralph.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Thanks for joining us. And thanks for writing us yesterday. Usually by time somebody is peeved enough to sit down and type out a strongly worded letter and mail it into a business, they're pretty. Yeah, they thought about it, and they're at a point where they're pretty upset. Was that the case with you?
Kind of, and I couldn't remember what the stupid website was called. So I heard it at work yesterday, thought I'd email you guys, and just offended about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What offends you about the commercial specifically?
Well, I mean, a marriage is supposed to be not something necessarily sacred, but it should be between only one person, you know, man and a woman, man, whatever. But anyways, why are they promoting affairs? I mean, it's very easily to find a married man on the computer and in game rooms and other things. Don't promote it. I mean, it's going to happen. There's no reason to necessarily promote it.
Are you upset with us for running the spot or with them for having the business? Because it sounds like they might be making some cash.
I'm sure they are making some cash. And I think, if you're going to sleep around, don't be married. If you're already married and you want to sleep around, get out of the marriage. Work on the marriage. Do something. It just seems so easily to get divorced. And I don't know. I just think it sucks.
Shelly, let me ask you this. Is your complaint that people cheat, or is your complaint that there's a business that has set up to capitalize on something that's going on anyway?
There's a business. because people are going to cheat no matter what.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And but if that is the case, why shouldn't someone be able to make a buck off of it in a capitalist society?
I think that's wrong. That's morally wrong of him to make a business, you know, out of something he knows that is morally wrong.
Hmm.
Let's hear a little more of him.
Many of you have heard our ads. Over 2.5 million of you have joined our service. And some are still wondering if Ashley Madison is right for them. That's up to you to decide. But if you are living a life of quiet despair, then you need to visit AshleyMadison.com.
What if you're living a life of quiet despair?
Then go to Shelley? A marriage counselor. You know, work on your marriage. I mean, marriage is not all, you know, highs. There are the lows.
I didn't hear any of those options in this spot. I mean, honestly, all he says is that you got to go to Ashley Madison.
No, you should not go to Ashley Madison.
But am I going to listen to you or am I going to listen to Noel Biederman?
Well, Noel Biederman has more money than me at this point.
But Shelley, don't you feel that the people who aren't inclined to cheat, who are not going to have affairs, they're going to ignore this website and it's not going to matter to them one way or the other. And the people who are going to have an affair will have one regardless of whether the site exists or not as well.
True. So why make it even easier for those who are going to cheat by going to a website and say, hey, I'm guaranteed an affair?
He did
just
say
save
that.
So much time.
That did
just
happen.
Save so much time when you're looking for an affair and you have to go to a bar and you meet some girl and how do you feel about married guys? No, oh, Christ, I just spent $12 on drinks. Now where are they going to find another girl? It's just very time consuming.
And that time you save, you can spend with your family.
There you go.
That's right.
You go out, you scratch the itch with the new broad, you come home, you spend some time with the kids. Everyone's happy.
It's a win-win.
Does it cost? Does this site cost?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
If he's guaranteeing an affair.
Yes.
Isn't he a pimp?
Yes.
I mean, really.
Is he hiring women? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Again, saving time. Saving time.
On the internet, you get...
You signed up, didn't you, Shelley?
No,
you signed
That's
up.
That's what this is about. Looking for a discount.
Looking for a little strange, Shelley?
My name is Shelley. I'm from Long Beach, and I'm looking.
Now, Shelley, I think we all completely understand your discomfort with the topic because you would prefer that the fairy tale world of, hey, I'm going to get married and stay faithful and live with this person for the rest of my life existed in all situations. But we all know that that's not really the case. And couldn't it just be, hey, that's not for me, but if other people are into it, so what? I mean, most commercials that we air are not going to be for every single person listening. We advertise a lot of things that you probably don't care about.
But I'd rather push my moral values on the rest of society and say you need to be married and stay married.
At least you're honest, Shelley.
Wow,
Shelley's
honest.
That
kind of honesty does not happen these days.
I appreciate that.
Usually you're supposed to present it as the truth. That's how you're supposed to present things.
Instead of just
here's
your opinion.
The truth.
Yeah. No. My truth, my world.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's Shelley's world.
All right, George Bush. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, Shelley, we appreciate the call. We really do. We appreciate you taking the time to write. We do look forward to hearing from listeners. And we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to say thanks to you for calling in, and we're going to continue this conversation and talk to some other people who can get their opinions on the air. But I understand where she's coming from. I think you guys too.
Well, certainly that kind of behavior brings a lot of pain to people's lives. I can see that. And probably the people who react the strongest to it are people who've lived through that pain, and it's just –
Yeah, but there are tons of businesses that may have morally questionable foundations. You know what I'm saying?
This company, for one.
And it's worth mentioning, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Not illegal.
I wasn't saying Ashley Madison. I was saying the company always
CBS
came
Radio.
Out. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
It's also not illegal what they're advertising. It's not like they're pushing, you know, heroin or something like that. I mean,
or
it
tobacco,
is legal,
for that matter.
Which is also legal, but people do have problems
or
with
alcohol. I mean, there's a lot of, very popular pornography. There's a lot of very popular businesses that make a lot of money off of people because they fulfill a certain niche or a certain need.
I think this one probably annoys people because it feels like they're poking you in the eye with it. They're like, your man is probably at home on the computer right now, so what are you going to do?
But don't you think also, I mean, society has been structured to indoctrinate everyone at every opportunity for hundreds of years, that monogamy and sexual faithfulness is the cornerstone and the most important part of every single relationship you have with someone else.
Yes.
And yet, cheating and going outside of this relationship has existed for time immemorial. It just has been, as long as there have been couples together, there have been people stepping outside of those relationships. So it's not as if...
Monogamy, period.
Well,
monogamy.
Yeah.
I've been saying that my whole life. I've been saying it till the day I die. Monogamy.
I mean, if that really was the societal norm, how it's supposed to be, you'd think it would be a little easier to enforce that societal rule than it actually is.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder about the natural order of things.
I can see your point, but it just, to me, because that's the way I was raised, it feels wrong to hear that, but I don't
I don't think your wife would agree.
But I know. Yeah. But then I go back to, if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat somewhere else. And if they're not, they're not going to start cheating because they hear that commercial. So right. I don't know, you know, what where the damage is. I think it makes us look sound bad. But other than that, I think it's fine.
All right. We'll take a break right there. We got a bunch of calls.
We have Cher. We have Cher. It's on the line. Yes, Cher.
If I could turn back time.
The lines are lighting up.
Sunny.
And we can get your calls on to 1-800-520-1067. We'll continue after this on K-Rock. How successful is this Ashley Madison site, would you say, Kevin?
Every 20 seconds, somebody new joins Ashley Madison looking to have a discreet affair.
Wow. Okay. I find that hard to believe.
Every 20
As
seconds, Bean.
Okay.
And every 28 seconds, a guy loses interest in the site and turns it off. After he's done.
If you're just joining us, we had a conversation with a very nice K-Rock listener named Shelley, who has expressed some complaints about the commercials that we were running for AshleyMadison.com. Now, this is a business, by the way, who we had on as a guest on our show a couple of years ago, a business that a guy I think started in Canada that is a dating service for married people.
Right.
And it has created a little bit of controversy because there are people who think they wish that service didn't exist and certainly wish K-Rock weren't running the commercials for it. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Let's start with Laura in Los Angeles. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
I'm doing well. Thank
this
you.
Isn't Dr. Laura, sorry. Is it?
No, oh, but good. I would like to be Dr. Laura. I don't really like this commercial because you guys have a big influence on young people. And having it normalized makes them want to do that. And I just don't really think it's a good thing.
So
and
you think kids are going to go, you know what I need to do? I need to grow up,
get
I
married.
Need to get married, and then cheat on this
I
site.
I can't wait till I'm married so I can cheat.
I don't think they're going to get married if they're going to cheat like that. I mean, if that's their attitude, they're not going to get married in the first place.
Okay.
And fine. You know, you're right. Cheating has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, ever since there was two sexes.
Right.
And you can't stop that. But you don't have to promote it to the young people. You guys have a lot of influence, and I really don't think that K-Rock needs the money, needs to take
okay, two things.
First of all, you're wrong there.
Two yes. things. One yeah. is you're way overstating our influence. Two,
yeah.
K-Rock is desperate, and we would play.
They need the money. Yeah.
We would play a commercial from the devil himself if he brought money.
Hi, right, this is Satan.
Then you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
Let me ask you this question, Laura. A lot of people hate to see people grow up and start drinking, okay? But people are going to drink. If we're running commercials that advertise Budweiser, hey, the Super Bowl's coming up, go out and get some Bud, should we not run that because there are people who might abuse that because it's a legal product? They might still go out and create hardship in their life because they drink too much? I mean, where do you draw the line on what's appropriate for everybody?
Well, it's the same reason why you don't have pornography commercials on your station.
Next hour.
It's inappropriate for people who are under 18. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay.
But there's cheating on TV everywhere. You know,
and I don't think that's good either.
Mm. We have tons of porn stars on the show, too, by the way.
We do.
I just think if you start worrying about what message you're sending, especially this show, we would have nothing to talk about. Because we're really not the best examples for anyone to live their lives by in any stretch of the imagination.
That's true.
The bottom line for me is also that I'm the one in control of the purse strings.
Okay.
I'm the one who controls where the kids spend their money and what stations they listen to, at least in the car.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Okay, but I think Lisa made a great point. So will you never let your outlets over the years?
There's hundreds of homes out there that don't even have TVs, much less have guidelines on what
Well, those kids are running away from home then.
Your kids will learn more about marriage from the example that you and your husband set than they will from AshleyMadison.com or the Kevin and Bean
and
Show.
So what you're saying is that by playing the Ashley Madison and say the husband who or the wife who is looking now has a vehicle, a much easier vehicle than trying
to. Yeah, it's always been tough for women to find someone to bang on, that's for sure.
You don't have to do it in a vehicle. You can get a motel room, too, by the way.
Thank you for the call, Laura.
We appreciate it. Your husband is so cheating on you. All right. What about – and who could blame it? What about – wow, we got so many
Too
good
many.
Calls. Let's go to Emilio in Anaheim, get the male perspective on this. He is on line 8. Emilio, thanks for hanging on. What say you?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May, how
good morning.
You doing?
Good.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with this ad also. Like your last caller said, you do – to make it easier with this business to potentially destroy families. You know, when you have a swinger organization that's different, you're talking about consensual. This is not consensual. This is people going behind people's backs And right, but it, when you find out,
but wait a minute, it's also, but it's not the business that breaks up the marriage. It's the person who makes the decision that's in the marriage that breaks it up.
And you know what? You're actually absolutely right. But that's also saying like it's guns kill people, not people kill people.
Which is also
when you
true.
Make it easier,
people
you
with guns
what?
Kill people. I know that much.
Yeah, people with guns kill people. You're right.
Amelia, let me ask you this question because I understand the point that you're making. Look, there have been thousands of families that have been ruined by people who become addicted to gambling. So is it the fault of K-Rock or the fault of the lottery that they exist? I mean, if we run commercials for the California State Lottery and somebody goes out and goes broke, goes bankrupt because they pay too much, you know, they buy too many tickets, should we not have run that commercial to alleviate that risk of that happening? It's the same thing.
You can't protect
you're talking about you're talking about lives being destroyed based on something that's advertised on the radio. It's not our fault if somebody abuses that.
But you're right. It's the same thing that the potential to destroy a marriage through gambling is there. But there's different factors involved when you're talking about human relationships and destroying people. You can destroy that person. If my wife were to cheat on me, that could destroy me for the rest of my life. Who knows what would happen to me after that, whether
right.
I ever got into another relationship again or not. And especially if I found out it was through Ashley Madison, who knows what I'd do to them.
Easy.
Hey, don't threaten us, mister.
Are you threatening us, Emilio?
I'm not threatening K-Rock. I'm saying I might be a potential lawsuiter against Ashley Madison.
Here's what I would say.
The vehicle to do this.
Did
you know?
Just use the word lawsuiter?
He did. You know, there's thousands of websites.
I made it up in the dictionary.
Here's what I would say, though, in Emilio's defense, and Lord knows I don't want to defend him, but alcohol, you know, guns, all that stuff. Abuse is the problem with those. Use
right.
of this is the problem. It's what it's made for. It's not being abused by people. That's what it's for.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So
but,
I can see why people get upset by
but
that.
I scream the loudest when people try to put their morals on me. And so here, although I don't like it, I don't want to put my morals on anyone else either.
Ultimately, it comes down to the decision of the guy signing up or the woman signing up on the website to use it, right? If that's where their mindset is, if that's where they're headed, Ashley Madison or no Ashley Madison, they're probably going to act on that decision.
Right.
And there's lots of other places you can go online to find married people who want to have affairs.
Lisa
other
knows.
Places anywhere you can
yes,
go. You can start an affair at work. You could start one, you know, in
of
a
course.
Bar where you go for happy hour after work. I mean, there's a lot of places. You can't insulate people to protect them from themselves on every level.
You know what you should do, Lisa, is because you don't like people inflicting their morals on you, mm-hmm. you should join. You should sign up.
I'm not married.
Madison. Oh, get married.
And then I'll join.
She's got more sausage than she can handle right now, quite frankly.
Joss Whedon on the show next hour talking about his new TV show called Dollhouse and the return of trainer Mike Torsia on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's he doing? Is he suing California or something?
He's
or
suing Nintendo Wii.
That's right.
Okay, suing Nintendo.
Yes.
All right. So we'll talk to him coming up after 8. Last night on the Letterman Show, Joaquin Phoenix was the guest. I guess he is contractually obligated to promote this new film that's coming out this weekend, an indie film with Gwyneth Paltrow called Two Lovers. Now, Joaquin Phoenix, of course, if you don't recognize the name, he's a tremendous actor. He was the star of Walk the Line. He got nominated for an Oscar for that, playing Johnny Cash. Just a great, great actor. He's in Gladiator. But he's been going through I don't know if he's going through a rough time right now or if he's trying to have a giant joke on the public. But he is fat and wears sunglasses, and he's got a big bushy beard,
yeah.
and he barely talks to anybody, and he claims he's starting a hip-hop career.
He retired from acting. He says he's no longer going to act, and he's going
to rap.
Now, if you've seen any of his rapping online,
mm-hmm.
you go, okay, well, that's clearly a joke. I mean, there's no possible way he believes he's a rapper.
Yes, he couldn't be whiter. I mean, it's very for older folks. You remember Andy Kaufman was an actor, comedian who used to do bizarre, uncomfortable things in public just to see the reaction. It's kind of like an art project, and that's what appears to be going on here. But last night, he made his first appearance with the new Joaquin on the Letterman Show, and he walks out in the black suit and the sunglasses and the bushy beard.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the very talented Joaquin Phoenix. Thank you very much for being on the program again. You know, it's been 3 years since the last time you were on the show, and I will just say right off the top here, you look different than I remember. You've got a nice beard going. Thank you. How is that, the beard?
In what way?
Well, is it comfortable? Is it itchy? Are you pleased with it?
I'm okay with it, but now you're making me feel weird about it.
I'm sorry, I'm making you feel weird about it?
Is there something wrong?
Okay, now, you guys have all heard Joaquin Phoenix talk before. He talks like a regular guy.
Yeah, that's why I – there's something going on here. It's a
there's something
movie
going on here.
Project or a book or there's some
interesting
ulterior
idea.
Motive.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard that Casey Affleck, his friend Casey Affleck, is following him everywhere and shooting video. That's how video – one of the ways, I guess, that video ended up on online of his Las Vegas rap stuff. So maybe it's some sort of art project. But if we're all in on the gag as it goes along, I don't know what the reveal is. I don't know what's left for them. So you hear that he's not exactly being chatty with Dave.
I can't be the first one to make you feel weird about it.
No, I guess not.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Is it, you do a lot of this?
Rubbing his head.
Not just a nervous tick, I think.
Oh, just a nervous tick. You know, I saw this. I saw this movie the other night. Tremendous! What a tremendous film! You and who else is in it? What's her name? Beautiful, lovely.
He's just—he's trying to get Joaquin to help him out. Yeah. Just say something. Be involved in the conversation.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. Vanessa Shaw.
Very nice movie. And you don't see movies like this much anymore, and I was so gratified to see it. And you were terrific in the film. I really enjoyed your work.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the gist of the interview. It goes on. You can't believe how much Dave tries, though, to get Joaquin to answer some questions. Joaquin is having none of it.
We've been – I'm sorry.
Well, can you tell us about your days with the Unabomber?
Okay. Now, this is what I love about Dave. It's because he's sitting there with the big bushy beard, and Dave is just now going to start just playing with him. Just playing with him. And the audience is eating it up.
It's just a little joke.
Joaquin is not necessarily enjoying himself at this point.
Now, I heard that that you were leaving acting, and I said to myself, that's too bad. Because you're great, and, you know, not just me, the two-time Academy Award nominations. Walk the Line, you were tremendous in Walk the Line. So here's my hope that after some time off, and I think you're taking a little time off tonight. I'm hopeful that you will reconsider and come back to acting because you're just, you know, nobody really better than you are.
Thank you. Never say never, right? I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know. I don't know what'll happen.
But you're not going to act anymore?
No.
Huh. Why is that?
I don't know.
Okay. So there.
Wow. Why is he on that show?
Wow.
I don't understand.
And by the way, very reminiscent of the legendary Crispin Glover appearance where Dave ended up almost getting kicked in the head and then removing him before the next segment. And I was really expecting Dave was going to come back from the commercial and Joaquin would be gone.
Right.
And that would be – but he hung around. They did a whole other break and tried to get Joaquin to talk up a clip. I mean, it was just – it's very painful, very uncomfortable. And I don't know when the gag is going to be revealed, when Joaquin's going to show up looking normal one day and go, ha, see what I did?
You've been
so
punked.
Funny. But just bizarre. And I'm going to have the King of Mexico put the clip up on KROQ.com. You got to see the whole thing. That's all we have time for right now. But it continued to get more and more painful. And at the end, Dave said, well, Joaquin, I'm sorry you couldn't make it tonight.
Visit MetrolinkWeekends.com for more info. I'm Lisa May with KROQ Traffic.
Lisa, are you aware if does Happy happen in Los Angeles?
Not in Los Angeles.
Not in Los
Angeles. Only San Diego.
All right.
No. Other things happen in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
7:54, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to the showbiz news, real quick mention here. You may have heard the story about the exotic dancer, the stripper who was doused with gasoline and set on fire in Tarzana.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Horrible story. You know, details are starting to firm up about the situation. Apparently, there was some other stripper there who had a beef with her and doused her and her boyfriend doused this woman with gasoline and set her on fire. Her name was Roberta Busby, And she is a very nice lady, apparently, who came here from Brazil when she was young. She got laid off from her job. That's why she started dancing. And she's got kids who now are being cared for by her brother while she's in the hospital. She's still in critical condition. Looks like she's going to have numerous skin grafts.
Ugh. Wow!
She's fighting for her life. Her family's doing the best they can to care for her kids in her absence. Anyway, they have started a charity fund for the children of Roberta Busby. Apparently, if you make a check out to Rodrigo Busby for the benefit of the children of Roberta Busby and take it to any Washington Mutual Bank, They have started a fund there at Washington Mutual for the Busby family. Or there's an address if you'd like it. You can email me at ralph@krock.com. I can give you the address you can send your check to. But this is an opportunity to help out a lady who obviously has... in a horrible situation, and her kids are suffering, and it's a chance for you to do something nice. If you've ever enjoyed the work of a stripper, by the way, you might want to think about giving a few bucks to Roberta and her family, because we love strippers.
That's
and they should never be hurt.
No.
It's all bad, that one.
And if it's an option between giving money to the Busby family for these kids, or giving money to that godforsaken shrew with 14 kids who has set up a website for herself so you can make donations to her,
yeah,
I think the choice is obvious. That bitch. Man, I remember when B first started talking about the story. He's like, we have to talk about it. This woman had 8 kids. I was like, oh, who cares, you know? And now that I know how horrible she is,
yeah,
I can't stop screaming at my television set.
And as far as I know, has never stripped, has never given the world 1 minute of enjoyment as Miss Busby has.
Given us nothing.
Yeah.
Gives us nothing but more debt.
She's given us the opportunity to support her with our taxes.
$1 million it's going to take to pay for the delivery of those kids. Just the getting them out part.
Well, luckily, California has cash just laying around in piles.
Why are we so poor? Why is California so poor? Aren't we one of the richest states in the union?
Not right this second.
Wasn't that always the way they told it? We have, like, one of the largest economies. We beat, like, some mm-hmm. countries out in terms of gross national product.
Yep. They used to say California had the fifth largest economy in the world. I don't know where we are now.
We used to be good. Yeah. Why are we bad now?
We're bad now.
Well, the fourth largest economy isn't all that great right now either. They're all bad.
Yeah, ask your little friend Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe, Ralph. Maybe he's got some answers.
So I am voting for Villaraigosa, man.
As our new governor.
Yeah. He'll get things straightened
out. He's done such a good job in L.A.
Get those six guns out and those bandoleros that he wears. That's good.
Like they do.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Is Michael Jackson suffering from, wait for it, flesh-eating disease?
Yay!
Please let this be true.
Wouldn't he be in a hospital if he were?
Apparently, the flesh-eating virus is attacking Michael Jackson, Lisa.
This is a real thing that can kill you.
Yes,
it can eat your flesh, it turns out. The flesh-eating virus.
Right, but hasn't he had all kinds of skin trouble and plastic surgeries? His nose is gone. I mean, is this just an attempt to explain that away or something?
According to a London tabloid, keep that in mind. Michael has contracted the disease from a plastic surgery gone wrong. During the surgery, he was exposed to the infection. He is currently taking hardcore antibiotics and has an IV drip in a bid to stop the infection from spreading, although sources fear it already has.
Wow.
Michael has a severe infection that he contracted during work to reconstruct part of his nose. It is resistant to conventional antibiotics. It is aggressive and is spreading through his face and body.
Oh, my God. If that's true.
He had to do something with that nose. You guys have seen in recent years the way it looks like it's collapsing. I almost expect to see him have a hole in his face like those smokers do that they put the tube in their throats. I expect that's how he's going to breathe one day.
Or the guy with the hole in the face. You ever see that guy with the fake face?
No. I'm not sure.
The guy had cancer of the nose or something.
Yes, and he had that plastic thing.
And he's got a plastic face that he puts on the middle of his face because the rest of it is just a giant gaping hole where his face used to be.
Wow.
Hey, Gene Simmons is here. Hey, Gene Simmons.
Hello,
hey, what's going on?
Speaking of tubes and throats and holes and faces.
All right. Thank you, Gene.
Don't forget covering faces. Don't forget that, Gene.
Yeah.
I got so many stories in so little time. It's hard to be me.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson's talking again about everyone's talking about her weight. She's talking about us talking about her.
Sure.
She says that doesn't really bother her.
Liar.
All the jokes made about her weight.
Liar.
And this is why, Lisa.
Let's see.
She's been taught that all with all the judgment and all the scrutiny, nothing matters except you and God.
Liar.
So apparently her and God are sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Hey, buddy. You are fat.
Her and God are eating pie? Is that what you said, Lisa?
Yes, they're sitting in a tree eating pie.
That's funny. So it doesn't bother
her. Such a big liar.
Doesn't bother her at all? Nope. Doesn't bother what you say. So go ahead. Call her fat. Doesn't matter. Her and God, thick as thieves. Her and the big G.
It's really hard for me to gain weight.
Yeah, it really is.
I know say it, fatso.
I know you don't like Paul McCartney, Kevin. But everything I hear about this guy just makes me like him more. One of the biggest stars in the world has been for 40 years.
Right.
Good dude. Just seems like one of the nicest guys on the planet.
He was certainly revered by everybody at the Grammys. All of the artists couldn't help themselves from talking about him.
Well, I think you'd find most bands, especially guys who play in like four-piece rock bands, at some point in their childhood or something were influenced by the Beatles because they looked at those guys or looked at the movies of them, and you know, Hard Day's Night and that kind of stuff, said, that looks like fun. I want to be in a band like that.
So, yeah, I can see that.
Sure, he influenced a lot of people. Reportedly, after the Grammys, he went out of his way to hunt down Robin Thicke. Familiar with the singer Robin Thicke?
Yes.
Yeah, he does that lightweight kind of falsetto pop.
Yeah. Apparently, Paul really liked his performance, so went out of his way to find him backstage and then cornered him and just showered him with compliments for his performance.
Nope.com.
It's kind of cool to be Robin Thicke, whose dad, by the way, is Alan Thicke. Yep. Dad uh-huh. from Give Me the Pipe or something, whatever that sitcom was called.
I don't think that was it.
I think so. They used to smoke a big pipe on that show, I think.
Growing Pains.
That's it. And he hunts you down. Oh, Paul's looking for you. You know, Sir Paul McCartney, he's looking for you. What? Oh, I just want to tell you how great he thought you were tonight. That's cool.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's cool.
It would be pretty surreal, though. If you were him, you'd go, where's the joke? What's the punchline?
You here. Got thrilled. That's what you'd say to him backstage.
Nope.com.
Wait a second.
All right. We gotta get Bean out. We gotta take Bean on a field trip.
He hasn't been out in months.
We gotta put his parka on and take him on the ferry and just get him a little fresh air because he spent a little too much time with the audio equipment.
Nope.com.
Coming up with 97 different electronic voices saying nope.com.
Nope.com.
Wow. How many versions have you made there in your little lab, Dr. Frankenstein?
He's been waiting all day for this.
He needs a trip.
I hear you. Well, tomorrow night's a singles party.
That's true. We will get him out of the house for that.
I can't make it, you guys. Oh, yeah.
Nope.com.
And lastly, here is Hollywood's latest, hottest romance. It may be my favorite celebrity coupling ever. You know Mickey Rourke, right?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Very popular since his award-winning performance in The Wrestler. Got an Oscar nomination coming up this month. One of the hottest bachelors in Hollywood now because he's such a big, high-profile celebrity.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
His new girlfriend? Courtney Love.
Oh, yeah.
How do you like them together?
Okay, that...
How's that couple?
That might make sense.
That's spectacular.
They were made for each other.
They truly were.
Wow.
They need to be together always.
Wow.
The craziest people in Hollywood.
I'm way happier about that than I was the Evan Rachel Wood rumors, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently the two have been friends for years. She's developed quite a crush on him lately, and he asked her out just before the Golden Globe Awards, and they've been dating ever since. So
how about that? That's spectacular. Where is she on the addiction cycle right now? Ralph, any updates on Miss Love?
I think she's in spin.
Spin mode?
I think she's in the spin cycle right now for addiction. Yeah. And there's fluff, and then wash and rinse.
I'm not sure how that works, but...
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, keyboardist Ray Manzarek of The Doors.
Just keep going.
Yeah, Manzarek. Yeah. He is 70 years old today. Joanna Kern, speaking of Growing Pains,
that's right.
She was the mom on Growing Pains.
Yes.
Also known as Give Me That Pipe. She is 56 years old today. Josh Brolin, No Country for Old Men, W, currently Milk. Spectacular actor. He is 41 years old. China Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 41. Sarah Lancaster, she plays Chuck's sister on the TV series Chuck. She's 29. Christina Ricci is 29 as well. And talk show host and actor Arsenio Hall is 54 years old today. Ooh! Arsenio Hall.
You know how people feel about him? Ralph?
Let me see if I can remember how people feel.
Arsenio Hall is here, looking good.
I know they think he's looking good, but I wonder how the people feel about him.
All right, hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you, Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
That's right, the people love him. I forgot. Nope.com. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, let's talk about physical trainers, shall we?
Okay.
Yes. We had a guy by the name of Mike Torsia on our program 10 years ago, maybe?
No, 2004.
2004, okay.
Okay.
It was an article in Time Magazine, and we were talking about, you know, physical trainers who have had sex with their clients.
Oh, that's right.
That was the topic.
Right.
And we had him in, and he explained this to us.
Yeah, well, what I did was I packed up my gym bag full of drive and ambition and said, well, now I'm taking on Hollywood because that's where you can make the bigger bucks.
Okay, so that happened. And then we had a conversation with him for a while, and then Ralph got upset from the other room and ran in.
What percentage of women think you're an arrogant buff?
Well, you know, some people may think that, you know. I'm just telling it the way it is.
Okay.
But if I remember about Mr. Torsha, who I believe is going to join us here in a moment, he has had a very successful career in Hollywood training the big stars, the Pacinos and the Matt Damons and those kinds of people, right?
And then he crushed us when he said,
"Well, you guys are a little obnoxious, man. I thought you guys were going to be cool."
Nope, not cool.
We are not cool.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
5 years. Still doing the fitness, are you?
Yeah, enjoying it. Very much so. Thank you.
OperationFitness.com is Mr. Torsha's website. Actually, you were in the news, and we were so surprised to see your name in the paper the other day. You got a lawsuit that you're working on.
Well, yeah, you know, as I've been working with various different individuals and organizations to try to help figure out how to stop this epidemic of obesity, I've been contacted on a daily basis by people asking me about the Wii games and then telling me about their experiences. And then all of a sudden, it started accumulating. All these reports started coming in where people were going to the emergency room and sustaining serious injuries. I mean, not talking about a bruised knee or a scraped elbow. I'm talking about broken feet and broken hands and cracked, thigh bones, to the point where I started doing some research and I started working with a team of medical researchers, and we found that it's so prevalent today that people are so inherently lazy and they're looking for ways not to go to the gym or go outside and play and exercise. So they start going to these video games such as the Wii games. But unfortunately, they don't understand that these games don't have mechanisms to shut down after a period of time. And kids especially are just using it, and creating such pure exhaustion to their body and overworking the muscles that they end up falling off the board and creating such injuries. So I started gathering up the material, and I approached a law firm, and I said, "Listen, can we contact Nintendo? Can we do something about getting them to put some warnings throughout the gameplay, embed some codes so we can shut it down where it goes at a cool down or break, timeout period, especially with the beginner programs?" And no response. So then I said, "You know, guys, let's start preparing a lawsuit. Maybe they'll take us more serious, and maybe they'll respond with some positive efforts to make a change."
All right, Mike, let me butt in here for a second. When you say you got no response from Nintendo, isn't it possible that they thought that, just like with all of the other games that they play, including the ones that aren't physical fitness, that people will just use common sense, or parents will be supervising how much their kids use the game, and that's probably something that's best left as a decision made in the home rather than by the company or by the government in a lawsuit?
Well, you know, it's not that the lawsuit is filed yet. It's a matter of I want them to take it serious that if work with us. I mean, there's been – the creator sounds like an amazing guy, and he even quoted that it's not a fitness tool, but unfortunately it's being promoted in sales, and we have gathered up material where it's being advertised as a product that's a fitness tool, and it's not. It's a game, and it's potentially dangerous if not used correctly. So all I want them to do is work with us. And when I say us, I'm talking about a team of researchers that have provided information to me, and the thousands of cases from emergency rooms and doctors that have given us in material how people got injured from overuse. I mean, for instance, when you play the tennis game, you keep going. When you're playing tennis outside in a court, whether it's inside or outside, you have to stop to pick up the ball, take a break, the set's over. You just keep going. So the amount of times that you're using your arm and your shoulder and moving is creating all this overuse of the muscles. That's where we're having rotator cuff problems. I mean, a gentleman said his 14-year-old son had rotator cuff surgery because he wasn't going stopping.
So do you want the game to just automatically stop after a certain amount of time or something?
Exactly, where we have different time limits.
Mike Torsha says you're done. Move on. Cool. Go outside, little one.
It'd be awesome if his face came up on the screen and he sent you outside.
No. You know what? We actually have a team of these experts that are gamers, and they said they can very easily recall the product and embed codes into it where, for instance, it says on the brochure, every hour, take a break for 10, 15 minutes. When you're dealing with whether it's a kid or an adult that's out of shape and overweight, after an hour of doing this?
But, Mike, you play video games. You know what that's like. Kevin can go home and do 8 hours straight on Grand Theft Auto without even looking up. I mean, that's just the nature of video games. That's one of the things people enjoy about it is they can just bury themselves in it and just have fun.
Listen, I agree. The games can be entertaining, but they're so addictive. Like, say, for instance, you go to the gym, and this is what happens. People go to the gym, and they work out. And if they will work out with that intensity, they would also get hurt just as badly as they're getting hurt now with the Wii games.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, look, you're making a lot of sense. You basically think there ought to be greater awareness of people to not overdo any kind of exercise that they're doing, whether it's in front of a video game or not. That's all you're basically saying here.
Yeah, and I just want them to work with it. Listen, they've made a great deal of money, and how about if they're really bragging, they're getting bragging rights for saying we've really helped people who have not been the typical, you know, purchaser of our product to get off the couch and lose weight and such great success. Well, how about having a hotline? How about having a website so people, because if I had a product, I would want to know that people are not getting hurt. And if I had a product knowing that they're getting that many injuries per day, I mean, the calculations are astronomical, how many people per day are in the emergency room, I would say, hey, listen, guys, we're going to have an 800 number. We're going to have a website that makes sure that you understand you need to supervise your children, especially under the age of this age. Also, this is what you could do to prevent getting hurt and be careful, because when you start sweating excessively and you get captivated,
all right.
See what I'm saying? That's all.
Let me just butt in for a second. Is it possible that you're exaggerating the injuries and you don't have a team and this is just a dumb lawsuit to get your name in the papers?
No, because I'm not promoting.
There's no team behind you. There's not thousands of injuries. The emergency room doctors aren't calling you. This is all stupid.
No, it's not where they're calling me. Let me give you an example.
You said that.
No. They're not where they're voluntarily calling me. They're being told about what I'm doing and they're contacting me now. And that's why the press has gone out, because in order to accumulate the material, I have to make people aware of what I'm doing. Now I have people contacting me that work at hospitals that are sending me information because I got the word out.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. I'm sure that's not true.
No, I
don't think that's true.
Look, I think it's a discussion that's worth having, Mike, but I also think that this goes so much back to the topic we were just talking about last hour that I won't bore you with, but personal responsibility has got to come into play here, and people need to be aware of what they're doing, and their family needs to look after them, and they need to do it on their own. I don't think it's Nintendo's fault that people overuse their product. I really don't. And I also think, I don't know what the specific numbers are on people who have gotten hurt playing the Wii, but I bet millions of people have played the Wii and haven't gotten hurt, and I think that's probably the more important number.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. There are a lot of people that have actually contacted me since it
nope,
got out.
That hasn't
and
happened.
Tell me they're having fun and they love it and they think I'm nuts.
Okay, that's happened.
Yeah, that's definitely happened. Listen, everybody has the right to their opinion.
Right.
My whole thing is, you know what, if anything comes out of it, just any little thing, like people start saying, you know what, I'm going to make sure I watch my child. I'm going to put limits on this. They're only going to use it when I'm around because I don't want them to get hurt until they understand the game and how to use it correctly. I'll be happy.
Thank God you're there for our children. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to.
I know. I'm with you, Alan.
God forbid I'm going to stick up for Mike Torsia. But I think the guy makes a reasonable point. I think the awareness probably does need to be raised because I think people don't think you can get hurt playing video games, and some people do. I understand where he's coming
from. But I think if people get hurt playing video games, they're dumbasses.
They are. Absolutely, okay. They're dumbasses.
End
There's no
story.
Question about that. The website for Mr. Torsia is operationfitness.com. I hope it does not come to a lawsuit, to Mike, but I'm glad you came on to tell us about it. Thanks, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Okay, bye.
See
ya.
Wow.
You tried to throw me, weren't you?
I was trying so hard.
I gave you another opportunity.
I hit the wrong button.
You sure did.
Oh, see, that's all I cared about.
I know. That was the whole reason you wanted to have him on. Tomorrow night, thanks to the new movie called Friday the 13th that opens up everywhere tomorrow, we are going to be enjoying a singles party. The Kevin and Bean Horrible Singles Party is going to be at On the Rocks, which is an awesome club above the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. Kevin, are you listening where the party is?
How dare you?
Ice goes to whiskey.
Last time I went to the whiskey.
I thought we were in the other place. DJ Omar Khan is going to be spinning. No host bar, drink specials, 21 and up. We're looking for peeps right now at 1-800-520-106.
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party Friday the 13th.
Hey, Jason. How are you, man?
I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to this new film coming out, by the way.
Is that right?
I think it's my best work yet.
Yeah?
I really do. I think the series got away from me a little bit.
Dude, Jason
Maybe
X?
Maybe Jason 10.
Jason X, best movie ever.
Yeah, it's 10. It's the Roman numeral for 10, man.
All right,
it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they had me in space. And that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Not really my milieu.
Right, but now you're back.
Now I'm back to Crystal Lake, back to the campsite where I belong.
Okay.
Doing what I do best, which is hacking attractive people to bits.
Okay.
And
what
I feel
happens?
Really strong about my work, and I hope everyone enjoys my new movie tomorrow when it comes out, because I'm really proud of it.
It does seem like what happens is hot people just are trying to make out a little bit in a car, and you come along and kill one or both of them.
Yeah. It's a cautionary tale, really.
Sounds like it.
And everybody learns an important lesson at the end.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Which is, don't fool around around Crystal Lake, or you will
get a
piece of you hacked off. I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
Sorry.
No,
I'm
go
just
ahead. No, you go. Go. You go.
No, you go. I defer to Jason. Joss Whedon is going to be joining us in just about 10 minutes or so talking about his new TV show. So we
Joss.
Have time for
what kind of name is Joss?
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that. We do have time to take a couple of callers on the line.
I would hack that guy with a machete in a minute
but
if
you
I met him.
You'd do that with everyone, wouldn't you?
Joss. Hi, I'm Joss. Oh, I'm Flurb. Just making up names now? I never have the good old names like Jason.
Well, you still have that.
That's true.
Okay. Who do you want us to go to?
I want to go to Joe in Almonte.
All right, Joe.
Oh, that's his real name, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Tell us about your Valentine's Day horror stories.
This was last year. I found out my girlfriend at the time was cheating on me. And then I found out the guy knew I was in the picture, so that really pissed me off. So I used a toy gun to scare the piss out of him, and I got to spend the night in jail.
Oh, no.
Whoa,
guess who's
whoa.
Not coming to the party?
Oh.
Dude, you threatened the guy with a toy gun?
And then when I got out, I was locked out of my apartment, so I had a break in. I saw that there was a little party there, all kinds of empty beer bottles.
Yeah.
My wallet was missing. Mm-hmm. My phone was missing. My guns were all missing.
Listen, your guns, dude, you're bad news.
Well, I think the police took those.
Yeah.
And,
hey, anyways, Joe, you're breaking up.
Did you tell Sanchito you're going to stick that barrel straight down Sancho's throat?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Love that song.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry we got disconnected.
Joe's
Joe.
Not
it would have been
coming,
nice
right?
to have you.
He's not coming.
Dude, Joe scares me, and I'm Jason.
We have standards.
I'm freaking Jason Voorhees.
That is saying
he
something.
He wigs
yeah.
me out. How about right. Omar from Anaheim?
All right.
Omar.
Let's go to Omar from Anaheim.
Yeah, Omar.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just had a horrible story from last year with my girlfriend.
What happened?
Well, my ex-girlfriend now. I've been with her for about 4 years, her sophomore year in high school. And her best friend from like junior high just moved back into town. And she was pretty much hooking up with her, which we always hooked up with.
Yeah.
We're always hooking up with her throughout high school. And it was pretty cool.
Hey, stop ringing the phone when he's talking about threesomes, will you?
Is he ever going to get to
he's
that part
of the
story? He's
got to it. He kept ringing over him.
Dude. Yeah, well, anyway, she forwards me text messages.
Whoa, like you think we could say that.
All right, good. I think we got disconnected from that guy, too.
Darn.
Yeah, he was bad news all the way around. And by the way, any woman talking to that dude at a party couldn't possibly be drunk enough to enjoy it.
Well, let's talk to Jonathan and Rosemead. This sounds like a good story.
All right, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hi there. Tell us what happened.
Don't disappoint, Jonathan.
All right, well, I used to work in a restaurant, so we used to do with, like, hot sauces, like a lot of hot sauces, you know, and I got the stuff on my hands, and I went out with this girl later that night after work, and I forgot that I was using all those hot sauces, so we started messing around in the car, and she starts telling me that, like, it burns down there, you know?
Yeah.
That's right, baby, yeah, I get you hot down there, don't I?
That's not what she meant, though. She meant it actually hurt.
He thinks
she, really starts crying, like, so I try to find a gas station so she can go to the restroom. But everything's closed down, so the closest place I go...
Pull into a neighbor's lawn and hose her down?
Yeah. So I go to my dad's house and take her to the restroom, and then after that, she just wants to go home. I try calling her back, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
What a shocker.
Yeah, I can see
that is
happening.
A funny story. That is there's something you can laugh about.
It's a funny story if you're him, not if you're her.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, it's a whole new meaning to the phrase fire crotch.
Yes, it does.
Jonathan,
Lisa,
do you still do that kind of work?
Yeah, I still do, but I just make sure I wash my hands pretty
all
good.
Employees must wash hands before touching crotches.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. You've learned that lesson.
I think I'm done with Jonathan.
Him.
I'm fine with
sure.
Jonathan. All right.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. We got time for one more, Jason.
Oh, let's see. How about Matt from Huntington Beach?
All right, Matt, hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
About three years ago, I received a text message from my ex-girlfriend now, decided to go out with friends that night and have some drinks, and ended up getting hit by a car.
On Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day.
Dude.
So she said, I know it's Valentine's Day and all, but I'm going to go out with my friends?
Well, no. She broke up with me then. I went out with a couple of my boys who were single at the time to go have a couple drinks.
And you got hit by a car.
And I got hit by a car, yes.
Good time.
What, wow. What happened, dude?
Well, it was in at the time I was in downtown Huntington. Went to a couple of spots there.
Which spots specifically?
We don't need that kind of detail.
Stop
just
that.
What happened where you got hit by a car?
Well, I was hastily crossing the street, not looking both ways. And
not hastily enough, apparently.
got clipped by a Datsun. It was really fun.
Ooh, a Datsun. In Huntington? That must have been so embarrassing.
I bet it was. Well, do we want to let a guy into the party who doesn't know to look both ways before he crosses the street? Is that the kind of caliber dude we're looking for?
I like Matt.
I think so. I think I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's what we're looking for.
See you tomorrow night. Thank you, Jason. We'll see you tomorrow night, too.
Or not.
I feel like a giddy little schoolgirl with how much I'm looking forward to Dollhouse tomorrow night.
You look like a giddy little schoolgirl.
It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a TV show debuting. Just from the commercials alone, it airs tomorrow night at 9 on the Fox, right after the return of Terminator, by the way, which is on at 8, which is a pretty good 1-2 punch. And the creator of Dollhouse, Joss Whedon, a return visit on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Good morning, Mr. Whedon.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I got to tell you that when I saw the success that you had with the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog on the internet last year, I thought, that's it. Joss is done with television. He got screwed. He got screwed over by Firefly. He's now making it big on the internet. We're never going to see him back on network television. I'm so relieved to find out that I was wrong.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, I have enormous respect for television as a medium. I love it very much, and I had already made the deal before I made Dr. Horrible.
Ah. There have to be new challenges these days as a guy who's creating television products, because it seems to be so hard to get anything to stick anymore. I mean, you can do all the publicity in the world, but it still doesn't seem sometimes like that brings the eyeballs that you're counting on.
Yes, well, they talk about television product a lot more like, you know, it is a product, like, mm-hmm. much unto like Cheese Whiz.
Sure.
And how do we sell it, and how do we drive eyeballs with the internet, and all, what are all the different things we can do to get people to the show? And I'm just worried about making the show worth getting to. So I don't feel that pressure so much.
Explain Dollhouse to us for those who are not familiar with the story.
Dollhouse is about Eliza Dushku, among others, who...
All right, we're in. What else you got?
Say no more.
That's the whole bit.
Okay, sorry.
She plays Echo, a girl who has had her personality removed and stored somewhere where so she can be imprinted every week with a different personality for various missions and engagements.
So is it like a CIA type thing where they need agents then they can train her?
Some of the engagements have to do with espionage and whatnot, and some of them are just very rich, lonely people.
So sometimes it's just Fantasy Island.
Yes, little Fantasy Island, little Alias, little Quantum Leap. We'll throw anything in there.
Any whores?
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Just asking. Time she's a hooker.
So, did you say whores?
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as, you know, a person of ill virtue, but not a whore, maybe.
Okay, no, I wasn't calling you a whore. I was asking if she was ever trained as one. Okay, sorry.
So give us some examples. How does it run the gamut of what's possible for Eliza Dushku's character Echo to be?
Well, you know, the idea is different people every week, and a couple of extreme examples are she does play a blind cultist in one episode. On a government job investigating something, and they can actually sort of sever the optic nerves and attach them to little cameras. This is actual technology.
They can do that?
So that she can't see, but her eyeballs can be used to transmit picture, very, very, very indistinct picture.
Awesome.
To a camera. This is actually something we read about. So, we have to use that. And
wow.
Eliza playing a blind girl, you know, of a very sort of esoteric faith is very fun. And at one point she plays an older woman who's had her brain sort of scanned and then put into Eliza's body after she dies in her 50s.
Hmm.
Oh.
So that she can go to her own funeral.
Who's in charge?
That's interesting.
Who's in charge of this? Is it the government? Is it a secret?
Oh, no. It's unbelievably illegal.
It's not legal, you're saying?
It's not illegal.
Seems like you should be able to do all those things.
You know, it's a touchy subject, but some of these engagements are sexual in nature. Yes.
Now, are they bad guys pulling the strings or good guys?
You know, they're people. They're people doing what is ultimately a bad thing. But they're kind of engaging people. One of the fun things about the show, besides the fact that the cast is so great, is that the characters themselves, you know, just when you want to hate someone, they're going to be either altruistic or just kind of charming and sort of weasel their way out of being hated. And there are some people who work there who are very conflicted about it, you know, who are moral people who are going, I think we may be manipulating these people in an unconscionable way.
Perhaps this isn't good.
But they're not, you know, they're not being forced to. I mean, Echo's not being forced to be Echo.
Well, she volunteered. But the circumstances under which she volunteered seem pretty sketchy. Oh. And the question is about her and everybody in that place, because we get to know a few of the other actives, as they're called, very well. And the question is about all of them. Why are they here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in one of those clips, she said, it's not like I had a choice. Right?
Exactly. So what does she mean? Did she do something terrible?
Well, you know. What does she mean?
No, I don't. We're like lost. We're just making up as we go.
Right. Now, for a number of years now, there have been raging debates every time science figures out that they know how to do something. I mean, you remember it happened with cloning. It's happened with all sorts of advancements where we always go, all right, now that we have the knowledge and the ability to do this, are we going to be mature enough to be able to handle what we're now capable of doing? And it sounds like that's exactly what the people in your program are facing.
And my answer is a definite no.
Yeah, the answer is always no.
We're not mature enough to handle a tricycle.
Okay? Joss, if this isn't a stupid question, forgive me if it is, but why is the show called Dollhouse?
It's called Dollhouse because it's kind of an urban myth, this place. Somewhere in L.A. this might happen, and very rich people can hire out these programmable people and make them literally become whoever they want, and so it's a sort of very mature, very twisted way of playing with dolls.
Do you have an address on that place?
Yes,
I would like to go check it out.
Yes, I had a feeling that you were morally compromised, so that you'd love it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we couldn't be – I wasn't joking when we brought you on. I am a little schoolgirl when it comes to shows like this, and the commercials make it look so great. I really am looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night. And I know that you haven't had the best luck on Fridays in your past, but it sounds like this 1-2 punch with Terminator sounds like it's something that could work for people, right?
I'm an enormous Terminator fan, and we share the same kind of sensibility of taking this one tweak – this one sci-fi portion, and then just really making a drama about people we're interested in.
Right.
So I think they fit really well together. I'm really excited to be with Terminator.
9 o'clock tomorrow night on the Fox Network. The show is called Dollhouse. We have been talking to its creator, Joss Whedon. Joss, it's been too long since we've had you on, man. Thanks for talking to the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate it.
Please take off the school guard.
That's what we're begging as well.
Durable Duralast batteries, or choose Duralast Gold and get a 3-year free replacement guarantee. Duralast, proven tough, only at AutoZone. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:57 now, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Duralast, right?
Durable Duralast battery, or choose... Oh, did I say Duralast?
Yeah, you're saying Duralast.
Okay, that's it's Duralast. Thank you, Ralph.
I rented Duralast over the weekend.
Speaking of Duralast, Lisa May. Speaking of blasting durably. Sorry, man, you weren't here. I had to do it. It's like Mike, you're going to leave the room. You're going to miss out on a few comedy opportunities. The Justice Department is taking seriously this proposed merger between Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
Good.
As well they should. They've announced yesterday that federal antitrust lawyers will go through the agreement proposed by Ticketmaster and Live Nation, line by line, investigating it for possible antitrust violations.
I like that it sounds like they don't do that normally.
Usually, we kind of peruse it, and we kind of flip through the pages, and we go, all right, go ahead.
This time, we're going to read it.
Every single line.
This is coming
on the heels, of course, of all the controversy, largely my people trying to buy Bruce Springsteen tickets who were immediately shuffled off to Ticketmaster's sister site, TicketsNow.com, which sells previously owned tickets at a much higher price. And by previously owned, I mean Ticketmaster used to own them, and now Tickets Now owns them.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So interesting to see what the lawyers will come up with.
Yeah,
won't it? Won't
that's
it be?
It's all bad.
Did you see Letterman last night? Joaquin Phoenix was on. You know, he's done with acting.
Finished.
He's a hip-hop artist now.
He's retired.
He's grown a beard, so he's serious.
That's how serious he is.
That's how you know he's serious, because he's grown facial hair. Did not have a great time with Letterman last night.
He was young and vibrant in Walk the Line and Gladiator. I mean, this guy has been considered one of the great actors of his generation, right, Ralph? And he's walking away from it?
Absolutely. Oscar winner, you know, with so much success in Gladiator, as you mentioned, Walk the Line. And he said now he's done. He's going to pursue his musical career. Apparently, he has one more movie coming out now. He's doing press on that, and that's why he was with Letterman last night.
Okay.
But either dude was stoned or catatonic or had some sort of brain trauma before he came out on stage, but he was not very responsive to Dave.
Special K.
But you're you're not going to act anymore?
No.
Huh. Why is that?
I don't know.
And 10 minutes of that. Wow, I would have said, thanks for coming. See you later.
Letterman, at the end of the interview, said, I'm sorry you couldn't make it tonight. And then he apologized to Farrah Fawcett, who, as you know, is always famously his biggest train wreck of an interview. So he apologized to her.
That's funny.
For having ever made fun of her.
Seemed like he was enjoying toying with... He was like a cat and a mouse last night, toying with Joaquin.
Here's the beauty of Dave. Any other host would start to sweat and panic because the interview is going in the toilet. He almost thrives. The worse it gets, the more entertainment value he gets out of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we know him and we know how he does not put up with this crap easily. And you know he's sort of working at it. And the audience starts to giggle and laugh the worse it goes because they get pleasure out of the fact that he is just cheesed off at this person.
What can you tell us about your days with the Unabomber?
I mean, he really finds ways to make it work. Leno would just be, but Dave, you know, makes it work.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dave, just announced today, and this is awesome, the entire week of March 2nd through 6th on David Letterman, You two will perform every night.
Wow.
Really?
5 nights in a row on Letterman.
That's different, right?
It's unheard of. It's unprecedented. Time? 5 times in a row on the David Letterman Show, March 2nd through the 6th, the band will be performing.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. I wonder if they'll like do songs or whether they'll be the house band with Paul, the way some people do when they sit in.
Bono, what is your favorite song?
I've seen this stunt done before, and generally what it is I think, I want to say it was, what's his name? Craig Ferguson, I think, did it with The Cure, maybe, where they have him in one day and tape 5 songs, and then every night that's just the clip that they play. It's not like they're there live every night. But
do you know that's how it's going to be on
Dave? I don't say how it's working with you.
I'm saying
I've seen it work that way in the past, and I gave you the one recent example of
you don't know, man. You don't know.
But Dave could be doing something different with you two. Who knows?
You think you know, but you don't know. You're not Paul.
He's not Paul.
You're not
that
even Biff. You're not even Biff Henderson. Man, you don't know.
No, you don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Ray Manzarek. Yeah, Manzarek of the Doors. He was the keyboardist of that legendary L.A. rock band. 70 years old today.
Kevin, I bet you hate the Doors, too, don't you?
Dude, well, you gotta love the Doors.
I don't, that so sound, that 60s
Break On Through?
Yeah.
Still a great rock song.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
You know the day destroys the night.
I know how it goes.
Night divides the day.
I'm aware of it.
Try to run, try to hide.
Right.
Break on through to the other side.
I'll listen to that for about 20 seconds.
I gotta start a Doors cover band. I really do. This is the end,
oh,
beautiful friend.
Oh, my God.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Here's the thing. If a band came out today with Hello, I Love You, for instance, Kevin, you would hear that on...
I love you, won't you tell me your name?
You'd hear that on the radio, and you'd go, wow, that is great. But just because it was recorded 40 years ago, it can't be good,
yeah,
it seems like.
I don't
like
think you guys know, man.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
Aware of the music?
What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the
rain.
Mike,
you're a young Latino. Will you give us some backup on the Doors being awesome?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. I thought you meant backup vocals, sorry. I was all ready to go.
Stronger than dirt. That's how that song ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, what about Light My Fire?
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I should be a liar.
I'm giving you a 0 for the day.
I gotta get me some leather pants and go on tour.
That would be preferable to doing it in this room. I'm flying down to Miami tonight and showing my penis on stage.
All right.
Is that something he did,
yeah,
take it?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah. He got arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior in Miami for showing
it's so much
junk.
Different if Bean did it.
It would be. First of all, no one would notice.
Yeah.
See, because it's small.
First row would notice.
Chris Hansen would show up.
Other people have birthdays too, blah, blah, blah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. I took up too much time with my doors set.
Yes, yeah. You did.
That's what happened.
Way too much time, if I could be honest.
I enjoyed it very much. I want to thank all of our special guests for being on the program today, including Joss Whedon. Again, the show is called Dollhouse, debuting tomorrow night.
How about, I am the Lizard King. I can do anything.
How about Mike Torsha for joining us from OperationFitness.com? Not as much of a tool this time as he has been in the past.
I didn't think. Kind of disappointing. He made a little sense.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. That was my whole point.
The problem is that's what's wrong with our justice system, is that those kind of people are gunking up the works with that kind of BS lawsuit.
Hey!
Well, he hasn't filed a lawsuit, but he says it's worth considering if he doesn't feel like Nintendo is taking his complaints as a fitness trainer seriously.
They shouldn't. He's a douchebag.
Dude, he's got a team of people working
on
this.
He has a team, he said many times.
Doctors are calling him from the ER complaining, asking him to do something.
That's happening.
That's happening.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Lying?
He's the torsionator.
None of that's true.
The torsionator?
I'm not going to call him.
Kevin's school of debate was on fire.
Not true. Well, Bean was always, oh, yeah, well, you're making a lot of sense. Come on.
Because I didn't make up my mind before I heard what he had to say, so sue me for that. I listened to the guy and he made some sense, so I said,
sue him. Yeah, you got a class action lawsuit.
Sue Bean.
$4
billion. $4
billion. All right, what about this afternoon's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde? Worth coming back for or not?
Nope. Not really.
Nope, dad come.
All right, how about tomorrow morning's all new morning edition of Kevin and Bean?
That worth coming back? No, I'd pass.
We do have the final pair of tickets for the horrible singles party. I feel like we're saying horrible when we're trying to say horror.
Horror.
Bull. I don't think we're getting that through.
I think it works on both levels.
We are going to talk to Joe Torre tomorrow.
Oh.
How about that?
About his book, The Yankee Years. We got the movie beat tomorrow. We got the K-Rock World Tour, destination number 3.
Grand Barcelona! Prize. Barcelona!
This is New Zealand.
Oh,
yeah.
New Zealand!
Completely different thing.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow morning.
What about the beautiful actress Isla Fisher? Do you hate her now?
Oh, I forgot she's on too.
Plus yeah. Isla Fisher.
All that tomorrow. All right, don't go away. Cat Corbett is next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Kings of Leon's Use Somebody.
Hello.
Will be part of that.
I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Also, The Offspring. We got some 311 and Bush. Straight ahead on K-Rock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7. KROQ, and it's Cinco de la Tarde.
You are fighting against that last note and losing, my friend.
I know.
Rise against... On the way, also back.
Who's a message? Press 1.
What's going on here? What the hell are we listening to?
We're trying to call the Armenian comedian.
Send a numeric page.
Got a message?
Press 2 now.
Yeah, let's hang up and dial again.
We told the Armenian comedian we'd be calling him at this time this afternoon.
He's
why is he not picking up the phone?
Trying to call us at the same time.
He is not the brightest of people.
Here's the thing, folks. We do a morning show inexplicably and have for some time here on the world-famous K-Rock. And we came across a guy a few years ago named Sam, the Armenian comedian. And he, for some reason, Kevin loves this guy and wants him involved in everything we do. But I don't know what sense it makes to have him come to a singles party with young people who are looking to hook up tomorrow night. I don't get that.
Entertainment?
Again, it doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Sam.
What's up, Kevin?
Armenian comedian. How you been, buddy?
I love you, Kevin.
I love you as well, Sam.
Are you drunk, Sam?
Huh?
You heard her.
You sound like you're stoned, Sam, are you?
Too much.
Too much stoned.
Every time I want to talk to you, I get stoned.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that because it's as painful for you as it is for us?
It is high. It's like I'm getting high with you guys. It's awesome.
Right. That's what I say.
Now, I feel high.
Now, Sam, you've been calling a lot of people here at K-Rock. You've been calling Psycho Mike. You've been calling Lightning. You've been calling Alex. Apparently, you're dying to come to our singles party tomorrow?
Absolutely, man. Without me, how these singles, they can achieve a marriage life like me.
That's right. I'm with Sam on that, whatever you just said.
Let me stop you right there, Sam, and ask, haven't millions and millions and millions of people been able to meet, hook up, get married, and have a happy marriage without knowing you?
You know what? I'm the recipe of marriage life because I was about to die one day, taxi driving. You think that pilot saved those, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
We're listening.
I thought you hang up on me.
What voices are you hearing?
Not yet.
Okay, and then Lisa, Ralph, everybody loves me. I know that.
That's true.
Okay, it sounded like you were starting a sentence, though, about you were dying, you were in a taxi cab. What happened?
Yeah, man, I was driving a taxi cab, and then one night, 10 o'clock, I was about to go to the garage, and then all of a sudden the rain and lightning came. I never experienced that kind of rain in the entire 10 years.
So it rained on you.
Yeah.
That's your story.
10 years living in New York, man, it was my taxi, yellow cab.
Right.
And then two black guys, they wanted to go to Harlem. I said, holy shit.
Losing the thread of your... Oh, hold on with the language, Sam, first of all. And second of all, I'm completely losing the thread of this story. What does you and raining and taxicabs and black guys in Harlem have to do with happy marriages and the singles party?
Because I was about going to die one day in the taxi driving.
Yeah, you said
lightning,
that.
Lightning came and broke the wires and the pole in front of me, and I went into the pocket.
Sam, we need fewer details on the taxi ride and more details on why we need you at the party.
Because I was about to die one day.
Really?
I
want
to go to the singles party. That's
what does that have to do? Why do the people at the party want you to be there, though? What are you going to do at the party that's going to make it better?
You know what? Because I'm going to make dressed like a clown.
Yes, Mr. Clown is coming out to play. Mr. Clown! Mr. Clown!
No. No. We don't need a clown at the party.
Yes,
all right?
We do. Bean, you forget that Mr. Clown makes balloon animals.
Yeah,
no.
Balloon animals.
You forgot about that.
And then I'm going to play the flute.
Yes,
and
you are.
I'm going to play the organ.
That's going to happen. All that's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Myself.
Okay. Sam, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
We've had the same rules in existence since we met you, Sam, and every time we put you on the air,
Hold on. You can do that, Sam?
Yes.
You're more important.
All right.
Well, that's an interesting demonstration that we're into, so we'll see you tomorrow night at the Whiskey.
No, we won't.
No, it's not Whiskey.
Yes.
No, it is. We moved it to the Whiskey. Yeah, it's at the Whiskey.
It's been moved to the Whiskey, and it's Saturday night, so make a note.
No, you
seriously,
don't.
Make a note, because I don't want you to show up and have no one be there.
No.
All right, so we'll see you Saturday.
Oh, man.
Dressed as Mr. Clown with balloon animals.
Okay, I'm going to be there Friday at the Rocks. That's what I want.
Right, okay, Saturday at the Whiskey. That's right. Okay, very good. Thank you, Sam. We'll see you on Saturday.
What?
We got Ralph coming up with the Showbiz Beat for Thursday in just a few minutes. Plus, we'll have more tickets for the Kevin Bean Singles Party without the Armenian Comedian, if I have my way. We'll give those away in a few minutes. Look, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but we talked about this some when Joe Biden was running for vice president recently. We said, how can he be running for his Senate seat and for the vice presidency at the same time? Shouldn't you have to resign one if you're going to run for the other?
Sure seems like it.
I think you should. Yeah. And now it's the same concept is kind of in the news because Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa from Los Angeles has just kicked off his reelection campaign to be mayor. Everybody knows he's going to run for governor next year for 2010.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? Shouldn't he quit being mayor and then just run for governor if that's what he's going to do?
It sure seems like it.
Because he's not going to be a very good mayor if all his time is being spent trying to be governor.
Why don't you tell him that yourself, Lisa? We've got Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa on the program.
Oh.
Jerry!
How are you, sir?
Hello.
Doing okay. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Jerry!
So what's going on? Are you a shooting range? What's happening, Mr. Mayor?
No, you're hearing things.
What?
Of course.
Oh, I thought...
I'm on my balcony.
On your balcony.
That's not a shooting range.
You can't shoot at people in Hancock Park.
You can't stop me. It's my city. I do what I want. I do what I want.
Mr. Mayor, what about...
Please
be careful the way you say the word city. Let's be careful with that, and let's also find out why you're running for re-election as the mayor when everyone knows you want to be governor.
Because why should I not be in charge of the city... Just because very soon I'm going to be in charge of the whole state. It doesn't make no sense.
Well, it seems like
I want to run everything.
But it seems like while you're running to be the governor, you're not going to be much of a mayor.
You shut your mouth, okay?
You can't
hit me from
that.
I took control of this city, okay? I'm the man in charge. I've been flooding the streets with J.O., okay? I've been pimping all the hosts. I'm the one who controls everything in Los Angeles, okay? It's the home of the body bag because of me, okay?
All right, this doesn't sound like much of a campaign to run on. I mean, what are your accomplishments that you're asking people to reelect you as mayor?
I have 25 tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it?
I have successfully banged 428 women.
Well, you have pretty much gone through all of Univision, that's for sure.
Successfully banged 11 cellmates.
Really?
Oh, wow.
We didn't know about that.
I have... Listen to me.
Okay.
Personally, been to 4 Raider games.
Wow.
That's a good enough reason to vote for you then, I guess.
And...
You have a gun. Yeah. Do you mind if we bring in the current governor?
Big Russian puto? What's his name?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's Austrian. I don't think he's Russian. Mr. Governor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin DeVine. How are you?
Well, we're fine. I don't know if you were listening on hold, sir, but we're talking to the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, who apparently is hoping to succeed you as the governor of the state of California.
Yeah, I heard him talking about all the times he successfully banged this person and that person.
Right, yeah.
I wonder how many times he unsuccessfully tried to bang them. That's what I'm concerned about. Maybe he's got a floppy wang doodle.
This is what politics has turned into right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, listen to me, man.
Uh-oh.
I was doing some research. It turns out you used to be kind of like a ladies' man back in the day. Is that true? Yeah, I would have sex with anything that moved. That's pretty cool.
All right, I'm not feeling very good about our choices
Maybe sometime we can get together and compare stories.
Oh, come on, Arnold.
Just saying,
maybe
we have some common ground. We can discuss things like two gentlemen.
You're reaching across the aisle, huh?
By the way, two gentlemen. Gonna open up a Coachella.
Can't wait for that new CD to come out later this year.
Hey!
There, of course, we're a little late.
The hot talk, Kevin, is the reunited Blink 182 is going to go out on a big tour opening for Green Day. Would that be a bang for your buck, huh?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's Kevin Amin, Cinco de la Tarde for a Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow night we are invading Hollywood at On the Rocks for the Kevin Amin Singles Party. It's our horrible singles party brought to you by Friday the 13th. And as I understand, Ralph, the pictures are flooding in because you can not only call in to win tickets during the Kevin Amin show, but you can also enter online. Is that right?
Right. We're asking people to submit their photographs that in some way address their dating or Valentine's Day horror stories, their nightmares. Either it's a picture that you pose or it's a picture from an actual date you were on that went horribly awry. We're asking for a short story and a photograph that creatively represents your dating horror stories. And they've been coming in. There's some very funny ones on there, some hot chicks on there. There's a whole bunch of interesting photos you can find on krock.com.
We'll pick somebody from that, give them tickets, and then we have some more tickets tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show as well.
Time for the showbiz beat now. Ralph Garman has joined us. This does not sound like a good start.
It's horrible, guys.
What?
What? You know what I feel like? Have you ever heard the old radio clip of the guy who was there for the landing of the Hindenburg?
Oh, of course.
It was a giant Zeppelin. It was filled with hydrogen. And it was making a cross-country trip, and it was landing in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter was there to talk about this giant airship that everyone was so proud of. It was going to revolutionize the way people traveled. And the giant Zeppelin is coming in for a landing, and it hits a metal post or something, and there's a spark, and the entire thing goes up into flames.
Right.
And this poor man who was there just to cover the landing has to talk about the horrors, the people burning and dying. Oh, the humanity, he screams at one point during the broadcast.
And this happened today?
No.
Oh.
But this story for me
is... I have the clip standing by.
Of course.
By the way, Ralph.
Do you really?
Of course he
does. I didn't know if you wanted it or not.
I didn't want to jump in with it if you didn't want it, but I do have it.
You don't have the Hindenburg broadcast at the ready.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. All the humanity and all the furniture screaming around it. I told him. I said I can talk to people and friends are out there.
That guy needs to pull it together.
I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the one you were referring to? I just didn't want to jump in if it wasn't the right
one I was talking about.
He is starting to scare us all.
We got to get it out of the house.
Yes, we do.
But you can hear the horror and the agony in that man's voice just witnessing what has happened.
Okay, but that happened today?
No.
Well, then what the f*** are you talking about?
I'm saying, easy, that this story, for me, in my own personal life...
Okay, what is it?
In my career,
as a
broadcast journalist, this story is my Hindenburg.
Okay. This is your 9/11. We got it. All right.
Yeah, worse than 9/11. I can only equate it to the Hindenburg disaster. You want to hear again that clip, Kevin?
No, we don't have time. We don't have time. That you're torturing us with.
Announced today, Limp Bizkit is reuniting.
Yes.
Yes.
Dormant for 8 years, the original lineup of Limp Bizkit is reuniting for a tour and a new album of music.
Nope.com.
Yes.
Fred Durst, Wes Borland, Sam Rivers, John Otto, and DJ Lethal are once again joining forces to just f*** us right in the ear.
Nope.
I can't say that, Ralph.
But that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I guess the world demanded it.
Who wanted Limp Bizkit back together again?
That is the best news ever.
It's the worst news ever.
Right, for the same reason.
I thought Ralph was overstating his case with his long, torturous, drawn-out story about the Hindenburg, but now I understand why it was necessary, because he's right. There's nothing else in modern era that you can compare to that.
I barely got on the air with this story. I was in tears in the other room. I was like, I get all the humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't even speak to tell you what's going on with Limp Bizkit.
They had their moment, didn't they? Back in the
too much of a goddamn moment, if you ask me.
They put some pretty good records out for a couple of years, I think.
It was a super brief moment, and that lasted too long, if I could be honest.
So there you go.
Wow, that is good news.
Breaking showbiz story.
How about that?
Now I got to go back to mopping up the bodies off the tarmac from that explosion.
Here's an interesting story, and it poses a question that I'd like you guys to answer for me.
Okay.
You're Dev Patel.
Okay. No, I'm not.
I know, but let's just hypothetical.
Okay.
You're Dev Patel, 18-year-old star of Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay.
Hey.
You got the world by the ass.
She's the super hot one.
No.
He's a guy.
He's her co-star.
It's a dude. Okay.
It's a dude. Oh, man. Oh, the humanity.
What are you talking about?
This whole show is like working on the Hindenburg.
It's Dev Patel is the guy. Frida Pinto is the girl.
All right.
You got the players straight there, Kevin?
Nope.
He is at the BAFTA Awards in London last Sunday, which is the British equivalent of the
Grammys.
Oscars.
All right.
It's the British. This was in Japan, right?
London, Japan.
All right.
Slumdog Millionaire wins, naturally, because it's going to win everything. It's going to win the Oscar. It wins.
Wow.
According to the New York Daily News, Sharon Stone's a thing for younger men and has been obsessed with Dev Patel after having seen the film, and she was way, way, way hard coming on to him at the BAFTA Awards in London that night.
Wow.
Cougar.
Well, cougar right there.
Wow.
Now you're Dev Patel. It's Sharon Stone.
Right.
You're 18, she's 50 or whatever she is, but you got her, right?
I wouldn't know.
What do you mean, what?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think you want to date her, but
you got to.
It's Sharon Stone. You got to.
Yeah.
Really? You guys think so?
There's no danger of you dating her anyway, because it's Sharon Stone. She's going to look for fresh prey the next week or whatever. But you got to
You got to know.
Take
that's
that
going to be a crazy night you'll never forget.
That's maybe the best sex you're ever going to have right there.
Maybe. Or it could be horrible. But you have to do that because the rest of humanity is counting on you.
But it's Sharon Stone, who still looks pretty hot at 50.
Yes.
And she's crazy.
She's crazy. She's a legendary hose monster.
Right.
So you gotta follow that up, right?
Yep.
And then afterwards you do one of those dances. Ding, 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 ding. You do that Bollywood dancing after it's celebrating in the hallway after in the hotel after you leave.
I like it.
I do too.
I'm in.
Go, Dev. We give you our permission.
Now she's good in that movie.
She's the hot one, right?
Right.
Miley Cyrus still catching heat for taking her fingers and drawing her eyes back into a slanted position. No one's forgiving her. She's apologized several times for any offense that the Asian Pacific Islander community may have taken from that photograph that was leaked on the internet. But some people just aren't happy, including one woman of Asian descent here in Los Angeles who has filed a class action lawsuit against Miley on behalf of all Asian Pacific Islanders living in L.A. County. She is asking for $4 billion in damages.
That seems fair. Oh wait, that's ridiculous.
Apparently, that shakes out to about four grand per person that she is suing on behalf of. What about the people who aren't upset? What about the Asian Pacific Islanders who aren't upset? Do they have to give the $4 grand back?
Oh, that's
if
a good
they
point.
Win?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do you really think that anybody received $4,000 worth of injury if they happened to fleetingly see that photograph of a 16-year-old clowning around with her friends, including her Asian friend, on the internet?
No, of course not. It's stupid.
Margaret Cho doesn't say that.
Margaret Cho is stupid.
She has put on her blog that she's Miley Cyrus is a disgrace, she says. She laments the unchecked racism towards Asians via Miley and others, and has posted a song on her blog.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Does she sing?
That's true.
Apparently she does.
Awesome.
So we don't have it, sadly, here, but we will get it.
Okay, we'll have that tomorrow morning.
For sometime tomorrow. But
is it possible that it's not racism? Is that a possibility?
That it's just a 16-year-old goofing around?
Hanging out with an Asian guy?
She's giving the guy she's with a hard time. Is it possible that there was no racism?
No.
I say no.
Absolutely not.
Word is we've tracked down the woman who is filing the lawsuit, by the way.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. We have her identity.
Yes.
And we're going to try to contact her to see if she'll come on the show and talk to us about it.
Great.
I think that would be fascinating to hear her point of view and why she thinks it's worth $4 billion.
How about a class action lawsuit against Margaret Cho, by the way, for all of us who have not been entertained by her for the last 25 years?
I'll tell you something. I have personally received a lot more damage to my psyche and to my emotional well-being via her so-called comedy than Miley Cyrus ever could have inflicted by pulling her eyes back into a slanted position.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. I caught a piece of an HBO special once that Margaret Cho was in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't walk for 3 days after. My legs would just not function. Something happened to my nervous system where I was paralyzed from the waist down.
Wow.
Ralph, she impersonates her mom who doesn't speak English very well.
That sure is funny.
Come on.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Christina Ricci's 29 years old today. Actress Sarah Lancaster, who plays Chuck's sister on the TV series Chuck, is 29. China Phillips of Wilson Phillips is 41. Which one's Wilson, by the way? Which one's Wilson Phillips? I never
seen
which one is
she's the hot one.
Oh.
Yeah, she's the hot one. The hot blonde.
That's China. I was asking which one was Wilson Phillips. I never met him.
Oh,
he's the drummer.
He's the drummer?
Yeah.
41 years old. Josh Brolin. Isn't China Phillips married to somebody?
You guys know we're still on the air, right?
Look, sometimes we have conversations, Kevin.
Well, that's a bad one.
Look, just because you're not interested doesn't mean we can't talk to each other.
But I'm saying that's a bad conversation.
Some sort of...
It was okay till Mike got involved.
She married? Yeah, it's true, by the way. It was barely passing till Mike got involved, and he ran it right into the ground.
Conversation air traffic controller where you get to say who goes down what avenues?
Is that the chick in Slumdog? She's hot.
This is the Grammys, British Grammys.
In Tokyo.
What's his name, Munster?
Look, that's a very boring conversation.
Josh Brolin's 41 years old today. Arsenio Hall turns 54. Joanna Kearns is 56. She was the mom on Growing Pains. And keyboardist Ray Manzarek of the legendary L.A. group The Doors. Yeah, Manzarek, he's 70 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
Hey, Ralph. What? What about tomorrow's Kevin and Bean show?
Well, we're going to talk to Joe Torre. He's got
a new
book out.
Yeah.
It's called The Yankee Years.
Yeah.
Going to talk
he's
to him.
He's the manager of your Los Angeles Dodgers. That's who that dude is.
I was telling Alex, our producer, she didn't know earlier, but he also was a ball player. He played for years before he
was a great ball player.
He was a catcher, wasn't he?
Yeah,
nine-time
All-Star.
He was a bit of a coward, though. I think they used to call him Chicken Catcher Torre when he was on the
team. Oh, man, nice.
Woo!
Nice.
Oh!
That felt good, right?
Oh, that was good. My sinuses just cleared.
We have the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. We have the K-Rock World Tour Destination number 3, the Kings of Leon and Auckland, New Zealand World Prize.
Grand
Prize. Yes. And we have Isla Fisher.
So hot.
And the one final pair of tickets for Kevin and Bean's horrible singles party tomorrow morning.
Don't go away, though. Nicole's up next with 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music, including, hard to believe, but MGMT is going to be part of that mix. Also, some Linkin Park, Blink-182, Shinedown, Dramarama. Yeah! And more coming up straight ahead on K-Rock.